The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school football on your local sports authority, KNZA 103.9 FM, online at msesports.net. We now go live to the field for coverage of our featured game of the week.
Just 16 teams remain across the state of Kansas, across each classification, and tonight we find out who will make the final eight. It's the regional round of the 2021 high school football playoffs, and our matchup tonight in Class 1A, the Troy Trojans at the Jeff County North Chargers. We'll go to the broadcast alongside Dustin Gosa. I am Johnny Kane. Seth Tollison taking care of us back at the studios. Jeff County North enters this matchup 6-2 overall. Keisha has them at 7-2 after a bye last week. Troy overall in the season is 5-4. If you're wondering about these two teams, well, they just met a couple of weeks ago. It was a 22-12 victory for Jeff County North here on this same exact field in Winchester. And so, Dustin, you look at this matchup tonight, two teams that are very familiar with each other. We'll talk to head coach Derek Jasper of Troy here in a little bit in our pregame interview, and he'll even talk about it. You don't change a whole lot. I mean, you've got the matchups down. You've got the game plans down because they just played 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, you said it right there, John. Both these teams know each other very well, and especially with it being only, you know, less than a month ago, there's plenty of game film, so you know exactly what both teams are going to want to do. And, it was a pretty close game, only a 10-point game a couple weeks ago between these two teams, so you know both of these teams have the firepower, and both of these teams want to win this game to keep on moving forward.
And looking at that first matchup, it was a 14-6 lead at halftime for Jeff County North over Troy, and Jeff County North got a late touchdown on a 47-yard run from Blake Fowler. Troy then was able to make it a 22-12 game after a touchdown pass from Cam Anderson, but Jeff County North was able to force a turnover late and also a turnover on downs as well to win that game again, 22-12. Looking at the matchup on each of these teams, Jeff County North overall, 6-2 under seventh-year head coach Jeff Schneider. He has a career record of 44-23 in his time here in Winchester, so a good overall record for Coach Schneider. They have won the Northeast Kansas League in four of the six seasons under Coach Schneider, although a couple of those years were shared league championships. Again, 6-2 overall off the bye last week, an 8-7 win 2 weeks ago over Jackson Heights. That was a really good game in a hard-fought physical contest that, again, GCN won 8-7. But Jeff County North, they've had to do a lot of the damage here this year with a young squad. 26 total kids on the roster. 18 of those kids are freshmen and sophomores for the Chargers. Start four sophomores on the offensive line, and especially after a loss of Carson Worthington, he was going to be the stud this year for the Chargers. He lost him back in week five. He had 292 yards and seven touchdowns in four games up until that point. He was a first-team offense and second-team linebacker in the NEKL just a year ago. He's been a big loss for Jeff County North, but they've done a pretty good job of picking up where he left off. Troy, meanwhile, again, 5-4 overall under ninth-year head coach Derek Jasper. Struggled a little bit last year going 2-7, but they've been really good this year. They had a 22-14 win over Uniontown last week, led 22-6, gave up a touchdown late to make that score a lot closer than really what it was. Cam Anderson threw for 187 yards and two touchdowns, also ran for 77 yards. But the biggest number for Troy, they ran for over 100 yards as a team for the first time this season. So it took them nine games to rush for over 100 yards. Talking to Coach Jasper, he said just straight up, "We know that's not us. We're not a team that runs the football very well. We rely heavily on our passing attack." But the Trojans tonight, they're going to be without one of their best weapons in Jarrett Norris. He has had nearly 800 yards receiving with eight touchdowns this year, but he will not play tonight with dealing with a shoulder injury. So that could be a big loss for the Troy Trojans here tonight. So it's shaped up to be a fun matchup tonight. Should be a good one. Stay tuned with us. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll hear from both head coaches, meeting with Derek Jasper, the head coach of the Troy Trojans. We'll take a break. We'll come back as our pregame show rolls along on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cindy Hauer with Kellerman Insurance in Holton.
We'd like to remind our policyholders, as well as anyone that would like to talk about farm coverage, that updating hay inventories, checking on your livestock inventory, and then thinking ahead towards harvest is a good time to do a review on your farm insurance. If you want to talk about changes to your policy, contact us through our website at kellermaninsurance.com. We can make the process quick and easy. Or feel free to stop by and visit us at Kellerman Insurance on the southeast corner of the Holton Square.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Welcome back inside our pregame show as we get set for our featured game of the week here on FM 103.9 KNZA with Troy on the road at Jeff County North. Johnny came back with you. Joining me now, Derek Jasper, head coach of the Troy Trojans. Last week, Troy went on the road, a long road trip down to Uniontown, but came away with a 22-14 win. Coach, just a really good win overall for your guys. You had so many guys just out with COVID and injuries. Pretty much everything that could go wrong throughout the week went wrong for your guys, but you found a way to battle and come away with a big win. So just overall, how good was that win for your guys and propelling them here now into this week?
I told our kids it was probably the proudest I've been of this group in the last two or three years because they overcame so much adversity with some injuries and some key players out with that sickness. And then in the first quarter, we had three turnovers that were just beating ourselves up where we felt like we could have scored on almost every possession, but we had turnovers, so our defense really had to hold up, had a couple nice goal line stops, had a couple fourth down stops against a very physical and tough Uniontown team that just kind of runs the ball at you. So was really proud of our guys and kind of limited the penalties and then made enough plays to pick up that win at the end. So we kind of had a goal to get to week 10. We accomplished that, and now we just can't be satisfied. We want to have a little bit more, so I hope that's the way the boys feel also.
And you look at the way your passing game did. Obviously, Cam Anderson threw for a couple of touchdowns, but I look at it, rushing statistics, you had 105 rushing yards. That's just something really you haven't done all this year. What was it about the run game that got them finally going a little bit?
Yeah, our first game of the year with over 100 yards rushing. I know that sounds kind of bad, but we are what we are, and we kind of know who we are, so... But, man, we were able to do some things when we were trying to kill some clock. We got ahead 22-6, and as we were trying to kill clock, I said, let's just, you know, work on this run game. And we really got Camden going in the run game and Gavin Sommer going in the run game a little bit. So, and the O-line really opened up some holes. I think Uniontown was really kind of playing heavy pass for us. So we spread them out as much as we could and then ran the ball on them. So it gave us some nice lanes to run in. And we really need to be able to find some running lanes and be able to get some rushing yards Friday night, too, to keep us kind of balanced.
Yeah, you look ahead here to tonight's game here against Jeff County North. You're going to be without a couple of guys and potentially one guy back. Bowden Bennett, you were without last week, hoping to get him back here tonight. But Jarrett Norris, he got dinged up there in that Uniontown game. He's a guy that just does a lot. You look at him offensively, but to me it's his defensively. And you even talked about that before we went on air here. He had 16 tackles against Uniontown, and that was without playing pretty much the entire second half. What would a loss of him just do to this team and just the way the things that he can do offensively and defensively?
Well, if he's unable to go, he's certainly one of our best players on both sides of the ball, maybe our best athlete. No, it's no secret. And really, defensively, he has grown into a man. And now at the inside linebacker position, he reads stuff well. He's all over the place. He can run, and he tackles well. So would really miss him there. And then he's our kind of our go-to guy, of course, that draws some double-team coverage even at times on offense. So, you know, if he can't go tonight here, we're going to have to really have some guys step up. But we kind of always have a next man up philosophy. And we've got some young kids that haven't got to play a lot this year, but we've got some talent and some athleticism and speed in our underclass group. So some of these people are going to have to pick up the pace a little bit. And then our regular starters are all going to have to even raise their game up a lot whenever you're missing people like we are.
Yeah, and looking at this game here against Jeff County North, a game you played back on October the 15th and fell 22-12. So obviously you gave JCN all they could handle. You trailed just 14-6 at halftime. So what do you try to take from that game and use here tonight? Is there anything that maybe you change a little bit, or what did you feel like went wrong in that game?
Well, I think it's just the confidence of our guys. I think that we were within three or four plays of maybe winning that football game, and I think our guys, you know, it's been so recent here, remember it. We kind of remember it. It's not as hard to prep this week for because it was such a recent game. So we're kind of reviewing what we went over for them the last time. I don't think they're going to change much, and we're not going to change much. So it'll just be, you know, kind of come down to turnovers and penalties again. I think it's a closely contested matchup. So turnovers and penalties are always huge for us. If we can avoid them, it always gives us a chance. So we feel like we can come down here and compete. I know we're kind of a big underdog, but I think our kids will kind of accept that role and maybe come out and play well tonight, I hope.
Well, Coach, certainly wish you the best tonight. Thank you, as always, for taking the time. We certainly appreciate it.
Thanks, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Derek Jasper, head coach of the Troy Trojans, joining us on our pregame show. Take another time out. Welcome back. We'll hear from Jeff Schneider, head coach of the Jeff County North Chargers, as our pregame show rolls along here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 120 years old this year. We've been around since William McKinley was president, and before there was an NFL and World Series. With age comes great experience and knowledge, and that's the value of what we can deliver to you today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
Welcome back inside our pregame show, getting set for our featured game of the week here on FM 103.9 KNZA with Troy on the road to Jeff County North in the Class 1A playoffs. Johnny, came back with you. I'm now being joined by the head coach of the Jeff County North Chargers, Jeff Schneider. Last week, JCN got the bye in the opening round of the playoffs. Haven't played since back a couple of weeks ago when they had the 8-7 win over Jackson Heights. So, Coach, we'll start there. You had the week off last week. Just overall, how did the bye week go for everyone?
Well, it went pretty well. It was the first time I've been blessed with that as a head coach in football. The benefit of it for us at this point was we could go back to the fundamentals and spend a lot more time with those than what you're able to when you're prepping for a game every Friday. So got some more time in that regard. We could lighten the load a little bit. And, at this time in the season, everybody's got a few bumps and bruises, and we were able to take care and then be ready to go for this Friday and health-wise. So, it's a little different venue. It feels like it's been a long time since we've had a game. So we're definitely ready to get back out on the field this Friday.
Yeah, and overall, when you look back at this season to this point, you went into it with knowing you'd have several young guys have to be thrown into the fire, and you get off your 6-2 record right now, and you go 3-1 in the league after a tough loss to Pleasant Ridge to begin the year. So overall, just how has this season gone, just for the simple fact of, you've lost a couple of guys here and there, but a lot of guys have stepped up. What have you seen from that perspective?
Well, we've seen a lot of growth of our team. We're a pretty young team overall. We've got 26 total players and 18 freshmen and sophomores. So we knew we were going to have to lean on some young guys at some point throughout the season. And they've really grown. You're talking about going from week one to where we are right now. The development of our particularly of our younger guys, they've really just improved. 7 years here as the head coach at JCN, this is a team that probably has improved overall probably more than any team we've had. And guys that we knew we had to lean on have been there for us. But we've had a lot of guys come along with us as well throughout the season.
Now you look ahead here to tonight's game. You know you're going to need everybody again against the Troy team that really gave your guys a pretty good game a couple of weeks ago back on October the 15th, a 22-12 win for your guys, a game that was just 14-6 at halftime. What do you remember really about that game that you're going to try to take here into Friday night?
Well, a couple things. One was our homecoming, and I thought that our focus at times was not very good. Not through the week, and then not during the game as well. And I thought, on the flip of that, I thought Troy played really well. They game planned for us. They executed really well, and we played well in our spots. But obviously played well enough to get a win out of that. But we didn't execute on either side of the ball the way we'd like to, and the way that we had been playing up to that point throughout the season. So that's been a focus point of emphasis for us this week in preparing for them again. Is we've got to be a lot more clean, a lot more crisp. Second time around than what we were the first.
So with it being a playoff game now here too, and the fact that your guys didn't play last week, what do you look at as being a key here heading into this game then tonight against the Troy Trojans?
Well, a couple things. On offense, we got to execute better than what we did. We sustained drives, but we made some key penalties that kind of limited us a little bit. And then our passing game's come along as the season's progressed here, so that's something that we got to be able to mix in as well as with our run. And on defense, we got to make sure we get lined up correctly. We've got to cover better. And in the first round, I thought we did a good job of getting to the quarterback, but not sacking him. We moved him, but that guy's really athletic.
he was hard to get a sack on. But we got to contain him so that we're not scrambling around on the back end trying to cover for 6 or 7 seconds. That's pretty tough to do. So, you know, they're a good offense. They're a very explosive offense, very athletic, and they create a lot of problems for you. And we've got to play better than what we did the first time around if we want to have any success against them.
Well, Coach, certainly wish you the best of luck tonight against Troy, but thank you, as always, for taking the time. We really do appreciate it. Hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Jeff Schneider, head coach of the Jeff County North Chargers, joining us on our pregame show. Take another time out. We'll come back. Get set for kickoff between Troy and Jeff County North here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Oh, my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But, you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Candleland Radio.
Welcome back to Winchester. As we're getting set for this Class 1A regional matchup between the Troy Trojans and the Jeff County North Chargers. Johnny came back with you, Dustin Gosa alongside of me, and Seth Tollefson taking care of us back at the studios. Our pregame show is brought to you by KNZA and Rainbow Communications. Visit them online at www.rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in northeast Kansas. So you look at this matchup tonight, Dustin. These two teams obviously just played a couple of weeks ago. You got to look at this matchup. Turnovers have got to be a big factor here tonight, especially for Troy.
Yeah, we had talked about it before, you know, that these teams have plenty of film on one another. They know, you know, kind of a selective playbook, so they know what plays are coming. It's just a matter of the defenses can stop. And especially with Troy, you're just kind of mitigating the turnovers. You know, Cam Anderson loves to throw the ball around a lot. You know, he's a great quarterback and can sling it. He does get into some issues, you know, kind of getting out of the pocket and throwing some interceptions. He's averaging about one a game here. But if you look at Cam Anderson, if he can limit those turnovers, you know, that's something that Troy, you know, really has in their pocket, is having, you know, the superior quarterback in this matchup.
So Jeff County North will be in their home. Green tops, black bottoms, white numerals. Troy will be in their road. White tops, white bottoms, blue numerals, and blue helmets. Troy won the toss they have elected to receive here to begin the contest tonight. Troy will go from right to left in this opening quarter, while Jeff County North will kick. And they will operate from left to right. Ryan Feldkamp will tee the football up for the Chargers. He will look to get us underway. All for Troy. They will have three guys back deep set to receive this kick. They'll all stand at around the 15-yard line. And it'll be Preston Christensen who will ultimately be the deep man for Troy. He'll stand at his own 5-yard line. Troy, 5-4. Jeff County North, 7-2. It's the regional round of the 1A playoffs. Feldkamp approaches the football, and we are underway. Line drive kick that's going to go over the head of Christensen and into the end zone for a touchback. So Troy will start with the football first. Cam Anderson, again, as Dustin mentioned, leads this Troy offense. The 5'11", 155-pound senior quarterback thrown for 1,700 yards, 23 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. He's also run for 70 yards and one score. Offensive line, Brogan Morris, King Claus, Pierce Keller, Abram Houghton, and Kemper Clary. And the receivers, Bowden Bennett, he is back after a stint with COVID. Reagan Hartman there as well, along with Austin Grable and Gavin Fumler, is the tailback. So Troy will start 1st and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Anderson in the shotgun, looking to throw. Looks right, now hands it off on a delayed draw up the middle. Going to the 30-yard line, falling forward near a first down. It is going to be enough for a first down up to the 34-yard line, and a gain of 14 yards. That's Preston Christensen. And Troy automatically moves the chains on opening play from scrimmage.
And what a play by Christensen right there. You know, we talked about, you know, watching the film and how JCN has seen how much they pass the ball. You know, everybody draw back into coverage right there. That delayed handoff was right what they needed there for the Troy offense to get a first down.
1st and 10 from the 34-yard line. This is a design quarterback run up the middle by Cam Anderson. He's got another solid carry. This will be a gain of 9 yards. And so Troy, again, we talked about it. They've had just their first game last week of rushing for over 100 yards as a team. They've ran 2 rushing plays and picked up over 20 yards. 9-yard pickup for Cam Anderson. That'll bring up a 2nd down and 1. Troy is already across the 40-yard line of the 43. Ball spot near the left hash, second down and one. Anderson under center. This will be a give up the middle to Fumbler. He's going to pick up the first down, and he nearly lost the football, but he holds on to it across the 45-yard line. He'll pick up 3 yards and move the chain.
Yeah, and you just mentioned it, John, with just this passing attack that you're so used to seeing from the Troy Trojans. You know, they're just putting it on the ground and really letting the offense be physical here. You know, lining up and just saying our offensive line can man up on your defensive line and get us some yards. 3 runs for a total of about 22, 23 yards so far.
First and 10 now for Troy from the 45-yard line. Empty backfield set, 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left, and an H-back in on the right side. Cam Anderson in the shotgun formation. It's a design quarterback draw again. He'll run straight up the middle over the left guard. Gets near midfield. Another solid gain on first down. This will be close to a 5-yard pickup for Troy to set up a second down and a long 5.
So looking at the game plan so far from Troy, Johnny, is this just a war of attrition? You think they're trying to wear it out the defense, or you think there's going to be a big play coming up here by Cam Anderson?
Well, to me, this is kind of a statement drive as well. I mean, you're without your best receiver, so that plays a factor as well with Jarrett Norris out for this game. And now it's second down and 5 for Troy, another empty backfield set. This is Braden Hamilton in motion from left to right, puts 4 receivers on the right side. Anderson to throw, under pressure, steps up, throws the ball deep. It's underthrown, fighting for the football, and it's going to be caught. No, knocked away at the last second. Knocked away at the last second by Caleb Worthington. And now where the flag actually, I think, came down. Are they going to call a catch? Wow. There's no way that's a catch, but they call a catch to the 19-yard line. I didn't even see who they threw the football to. I think it was Bowden Bennett. Yeah, Bowden Bennett. So that'll be a pickup of officially about 31 yards on that pitch and catch from Anderson to Bennett. Wow, that's a big, big call. First and 10 now for Troy from the 19-yard line. This is Fumbler on an underneath give. He's hit immediately and driven back for a loss of 1. Dustin, I don't know how. That wasn't even close to being a catch.
Yeah, and referring back to that, it looked like both the number 4s were on that play. So you had Bowden Bennett's going up to get the catch, and as he was coming down, it looked like he didn't have possession of the ball. Blake Fowler reached out and kind of just smacked the ball away from him as he was hitting the turf. It did not look like he had possession of that football, but nevertheless, a first down for the Troy Trojans.
Now second and 11. This is Anderson looking to throw. Rolls out to the left side. He's got a ton of room, and now he throws the ball deep over the receiver's head and out of play. It'll fall incomplete. Carson McAfee on the coverage for Jeff County North. So now it'll bring up a third down and 11. They're looking for Bennett in the left corner of the end zone.
And a veteran play right there by Cam Anderson, rolling to his left, realizing he wasn't going to be able to throw off of his back foot there. You know, rolling left, didn't really have much, and he threw it out of bounds. Probably the smart play there. I thought he had a little bit of green grass, probably could have ran for a couple yards, but nevertheless, you know, living to play another down. That's what you need in playoff football.
Third and 11 from the 20-yard line, 9 minutes to go in the opening quarter of the first drive of the game. And I will have whistles and flags for the first time. It'll be a false start against Troy. This will be their first penalty, and the first penalty officially on either side here tonight. So that'll make a third and 11, a third and 16 for the Troy offense back to the 16-yard line, excuse me, the 26-yard line.
It's something you rarely see there. Usually you'll have another offensive lineman move, but that was the center kind of just popped up before he snapped the football on that one.
So third and 16, the ball on the right hash. 2 running backs on each hip, and now another false start. This time Reagan Hartman gets off a little bit earlier, receiver for Troy. So all of a sudden after that big call on what's called a catch by Bennett, instead there's going to be now back-to-back penalties against Troy. This will make it now a third and 21 from back at the 31-yard line.
Yeah, we talked about mitigating mistakes before the game. You know, whoever's going to have the least amount of mistakes, least amount of turnovers, and Troy having that huge gain put him down into field goal range. Now you're backed up well outside of field goal range now.
Austin Grable splits out to the near side as Troy operates from right to left. Empty backfield set. Anderson throw. He throws a screen pass from the near side to Hartman. A double pass. A man right open. Makes the catch to the 10-yard line, and the ball pops free. They'll call it an incomplete pass. Bennett had it at the 10-yard line. It would have been a first down, but it falls incomplete, and now it'll bring up a fourth down and 21.
Yeah, you know, right there, Reagan Hartman, you know, if anything were to happen to Cam Anderson, he has quite the arm himself right there, so no worries about the backup there. He hit the Bennett's right in the numbers, John. That was one of the better passes that I've seen, especially from coming from a wide receiver position. Just couldn't come down with it.
So Troy goes trickery on third down. Now they'll keep the offense out there for fourth down and 21. Running back to the right of Kim Anderson. His three receivers split to the right side. Anderson to throw under pressure. Now he steps up. He has a man deep, has a man wide open, and the catch is going to be just over the fingertips of his intended target, falling down at the three-yard line is Braden Hamilton. And so Troy will turn it over on downs after getting a drive all the way just outside of the 15-yard line, but it goes for nothing after back-to-back false start penalties. And so Troy will turn it over, and Jeff County North will take over at the 31-yard line.
We got the pleasure of watching this Troy Trojans team a little bit earlier in the season. John, we broadcast for him, and that was just kind of the thing Cam Anderson really didn't have going for him was when he rushed out of the pocket and was throwing off of his back foot. You know, he tend to overthrow, kind of sail his receivers. I think that's what happened there. Just one of those plays, if you set your feet, you might be able to hit him right on target.
Caleb Burlington lines up to the left of Blake Fowler in the shotgun. Ryan Feldkamp in motion from left to right. This is going to be Fowler on a denied quarterback run. Gets near the 35, it'll be slammed hard to the 34, gained just 3 yards for Jeff County North on first down. Blake Fowler, the junior quarterback for Jeff County North, he's been great this year. 637 passing yards, 5 touchdowns. He's also run for over 740 yards and 11 more scores. He has been great for Jeff JCN here this year, and you heard from Coach Schneider in a pregame interview, his grasp of the offense here in his second season has been outstanding. He really knows this offense front to back. Second down and 7 for Jeff County North. This is going to be a give to the left side to Grady Knoll. He'll bounce off a couple of tacklers, get up to the 40-yard line, maybe the 39, they'll officially call it. And that'll be a gain of 5 yards and set up a 3rd and 2.
And the one thing that separates these two teams, especially on the offensive side of the ball, John, is with Troy, you know, you're getting that passing attack, and they resort to the run when they have to. JCN, more of a balanced attack. You know, they like to run the ball to kind of set up the pass. But, you know, with looking at how Troy's defense kind of packs it in a little bit, you wouldn't be surprised to see him go to the air here.
Third down and 2 for Jeff County North from just shy of the 40-yard line. The ball splits the hashes, under 7 minutes to go in the opening quarter, no score. Running backs on each hip of Fowler, who's in the shotgun. Knoll to his right, Worthington to his left. Fowler takes the snap, gives it to Worthington along the right side. He'll hit the line, fall forward. It's going to be close to a first down. I think they're going to give it to him. They'll give it to him, I think, by about a half a yard. So he'll pick up 3 yards and pick up the first down. And Jeff County North will move the chain. Good starting drive here for Jeff County North already. They get it up to the 42, 43-yard line. 6:40 remaining in the opening quarter. Again, no score. Troy again defensively out without Jarrett Norris. That might be the biggest issue for Jeff County or for Troy is the fact that Norris isn't on defense. He had 16 tackles in 2 quarters last week before he got hurt. Full house backfield here for Jeff County North on 1st and 10. This is a give to Knoll and a jet sweep to the left side. It's the 45. A flag is down back at the line of scrimmage. This is likely coming back as Knoll is able to get up near midfield, but a flag again is down right at about where the football was snapped at the 45-yard line.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it was one of those plays where Knoll was running toward the far side of the field, and this happened on the near side of the field. Probably didn't have to happen in order to get that gain, but, you know, costly penalty for JCN after, you know, quite the drive so far.
10-yard penalty. We'll move it back to the 34-yard line. So just like Troy's possession, Jeff County North has a costly penalty now that will move them back. So it'll be about 1st and 17 or so here for Jeff County North. We're back at the 34-yard line. Nose of the football nearly touching the 35. Right between the hashes as Fowler is in the shotgun formation with Knoll is running back to his right. Two receivers split left, one to the right. Tied in on the left side. This is going to be Fowler on over the left tackle. He'll hit the line, fall forward for a couple to the 40 to the 37-yard line, maybe the 38. And they'll give him 4 yards to get and now a second and about, 13 or so.
And just a good push by this defensive line, defensive front, Troy. You know, all four of the defensive linemen were in on that tackle there, just, you know, clogging up the hole, not really allowing JCN to get much of a gain.
Kemper Clary's been a stud defensively for Troy lately. 82 tackles all in the year. He's got 5 sacks as well, the 5'11", 205-pound junior. Second down at about 14 here for Jeff County North. Ball spotted just shy of the 40-yard line. Fowler to throw for the first time. Rolls to the right under pressure. Steps up, and he is going to go down. Back at the 30-yard line, that's Preston Christensen and Gavin Fumler in on the stop for Troy. For Fumler, that is his fourth sack of this season, but it's a big loss of about 7 yards, all the way back to the 31-yard line. Talked about this Troy defense. Sorry about that, Dustin, but you look at this defense. They've got 19 sacks on the year coming into this game. That's number 20 on the season.
Yeah, we just mentioned the defensive front, you know, getting to the quarterback and clogging the gaps. That's two of the things that they are really good at, especially against these teams that like to run the football. You know, the teams that run the football, when they do drop back to pass, you have your defensive ends getting back into that backfield, really causing havoc.
Two receivers split right, one to the left on third down and 22. Noel is the tailback to the right of Fowler, who's back to throw under pressure again. He rolls out to the right, tries to throw a ball late, but the ball comes free. Troy is going to jump on it. They're going to say it's a fumble, and Troy will pick up the football at the 11-yard line. So we talked before the game, but Troy needed to find a way to make a turnover, and they do in a big way. They'll have it first and 10 at the 11-yard line. But wait, the referees are going to talk about it, and they're going to say incomplete pass. So instead of a turnover, it's instead going to be an incomplete pass, and they'll call it now fourth down and 22. The ball should be spotted, I believe, at the 31-yard line.
Yeah, I knew that was going to be an interesting play because it looked like the defensive lineman had got back to Blake Fowler, and as he was going down, he kind of raised his arm up like he was going to try to attempt the pass, but it looked like the ball got slapped out of his hand by another defensive end on the play. So it did look like a fumble from up here. He was in the process of throwing the football. The ball was never going to come out of his hand, though.
And they have the football back at the 26. That's not right. It should have been the 31. Is that right? I believe it should be at the 31-yard line. At the 31-yard line, and now the chain's got to get reset because they took the chains back as well, thinking it was going to be first and 10 for Troy from the 11-yard line. So now the chain's got to try to figure out where they should be at.
The first down marker should be at the 48 of Troy is where it should be. So it looks like they still have the first down even about 4 yards.
Wow, they have the football back at the 26-yard line. This is big. This is a big mistake. The football should be at the 31-yard line. Nonetheless, it's still going to be a punt regardless as Ryan Fieldkamp will boot it away. Nice spirally kick that will be fielded at the 35-yard line. Coming on a return is Preston Christensen. He'll get across the 40-yard line of the 43. A pretty decent return. So Troy will have good field position for their second drive of the night. So 42-yard line officially is where Troy will start this drive with 4:06 to go in the opening quarter and no score.
And the only thing that I have to say about that, John, with the spotting of the football, you know, taking away that about 6 yards from Ryan Fieldkamp, he already has a boot on him, so that ball is getting, you know, put down within the 10, 15-yard line if they spot the ball correctly.
Here's a speed give to Braden Hamilton on first down. He'll pick up across the 50-yard line on the right side and get near a first down into GCN territory. They'll mark him out of bounds close to a first down. It'll depend on the spot. They'll mark him a half a yard short and give him a gain of about 9.5. So Braden Hamilton picks up another big play on the ground here for this Troy offense.
Don't get to say that much, John. Troy, you know, on the ground, moving the football by running it.
And realistically, they're 1 of 4, but probably should be 0 for 4 after that call on the opening drive of the game. But second down and short, this will be a quarterback keeper for Anderson. Tries to bounce it outside, gets a good block, now tries to cut it back to the opposite direction, and he's got a bunch of room. 45-yard line, 40. Still on the right side, cuts back inside of the right sideline, and gets all the way near the 35-yard line. But Anderson picks up probably 15 yards or so on that play, but he probably ran more like 35 or 40. Officially 14 yards on the run by Cam Anderson. Another big play on the ground. And that's going to prompt head coach Jeff Schneider of Jeff County North to take a timeout. He's not like what he's seen from his defense so far. We'll take the break with him. 3:12 to go here in the opening quarter. This timeout is brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect timeout snack, visit Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn online at Schlegel's Popcorn and visit them for many flavors. Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. 3:12 to go in the opening quarter. No score here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, first and 10 for Troy from the 35-yard line of Jeff County North. Empty backfield set. Underneath toss, it's a should be a pass play. That's got to be a pass play. They're going to call it a fumble, and Jeff County North recovers. But Coach Derek Jasper is running off the sideline. So that's an incomplete pass. That's got to be an incomplete pass.
Yes, that was definitely a forward pass. That's one thing that they like about the play.
And here comes the referee. That's got to be an incomplete pass.
The reason that they like running that play is because the shovel pass becomes incomplete if it is dropped.
So, yeah, so they're going to call a shovel pass incomplete. So it'll be incomplete, and Troy will hold on to the football first. This will be second and 10 now from the 35-yard line.
And what a roller coaster we've been on so far, John. You know, the fumble that got called back not too long ago for Troy, their sidelines getting amped, thinking they had a turnover. And then right there, JCN hopping on the football, this side, near side, the crowd just went crazy and just up and down emotional roller coaster so far here in the first quarter.
Second and 10 now for Troy. Anderson will be under center. This is an underneath give. Going straight up the middle of the left guard is Gavin Fumler. He'll get to the 31-yard line and gain about 4 yards. Set up now a third down and 6. How about this? A quick score update. Nemaul Central strikes first over Rossville. So Nemaul Central takes an early lead over the number one ranked team in Class 2A. We're brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Visit them online at holthouseautohouse.com. Third down and 6 coming up for Troy from the 31-yard line of Jeff County North. 2:30 to go in the opening quarter. No score. Anderson in the shotgun formation and running back to his right. Cam to throw. Steps up, throws the ball back left side, and a diving catch is going to be incomplete. Is Austin Grable had it in his fingertips but couldn't hold on to it. It'll fall incomplete and bring up a fourth down and 6.
Yeah, that was a great throw right there by Cam Anderson, putting the ball only where the receiver had a chance to catch it or it was going to be incomplete there. No chance for the defensive back to make even a break on that football.
Now what does Troy do on fourth down and 6? The second time here in the opening quarter where they've had a fourth down play deep into GCN territory. This is going to be fourth and 6 from the 31. 2:20 to go. The clock has stopped here in the opening frame. Anderson to throw on fourth down. Steps up, rolls right, throws the ball deep over the middle, has the man wide open. The catch is made. Touchdown, Trojan. Finally, Cam Anderson finds his target. And guess who? Braden Hamilton. Another touchdown reception of 32 yards. And Troy strikes first.
Yeah, just one of those plays where Braden Hamilton just kind of crept back behind the secondary right there, ran kind of a real slow route looking like a run play, and then he just took off. And as soon as he caught those jets, he got behind the safety, and all he was doing was playing pitch and catch with Cam Anderson right there for the touchdown.
Hamilton had 77 yards receiving and a touchdown in the win over Uniontown last week and gets the scoring started tonight. Now the Trojans go for two. This will be a toss to the left side to Hartman. Again, he's looking to throw. Throws the ball back right. Anderson wide open. He makes the grab. He's into the end zone, and the two-point try is good. So trickeration again by the Troy offense, and this time they execute it to perfection. And with that, we have a timeout with 2:12 to go in the opening quarter. Troy is going to take the opening lead. They'll lead 8-0 when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions of Holton provides custom products to help you build your business image. Sports teams stand out and organizations shine. We offer screen printing, embroidery, banners, vinyl decals, and many other promotional products. Open Monday through Saturday in Holton or online at LastingImpressionsOfKS.com.
Kansaland Radio.
.212 to go in the opening quarter. A 6-play, 57-yard drive. Takes a minute 48 off the clock, but Troy strikes first on a 32-yard touchdown pass from Cam Anderson to Braden Hamilton. The scoring drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, contact Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Visit them online at WilsonTireKS.com. So Troy strikes first. And now Jeff County North will get the football back. Grady Knoll back deep to receive for the Trojans, along with Caleb Worthington. This is Reagan Hartman who will boot it away. A low bouncing ball that will be fielded by Carson McAfee at the 35-yard line. So that is where Jeff County North will start this drive. 2:10 to go in this opening quarter. If you're Troy, Dustin, you can't really ask for much of a better start. I mean, you've had two drives that have gone deep into GCN territory, and you've scored on one of them. You'll take that.
Yeah, in the first drive, you know, if the penalties didn't, you know, kind of harm them a little bit, they might have came up with the same result. It might be it would have been a two-touchdown game. Luckily for JCN's defense, they held strong on that first drive. But, you know, this is huge for the JCN offense right here. They need to come up with points or at least win the field position battle the rest of the half here.
First and 10 for JCN from their own 35-yard line. Another fullback backfield here is it'll be Grady Knoll on a run to the outside trying to get the edge. And Knoll still on his feet. He'll somehow pick up the first down. He'll get across the 45-yard line as he put his hand down and was able to skip forward. It'll be a solid gain of about 12 yards and move the chains on first down. So first and 10 coming up for Jeff County North all the way to the 47-yard line already.
Their first play of the night over 10 yards, John.
First and 10 for Jeff County North from about the 47, close to the 48-yard line. Football spot on the left hash. Running back to the backfield alongside Blake Fowler, one on each hip. Feldkamp in motion from left to right. JCN operates from left to right. Here's a quarterback run by Blake Fowler looking to get the edge. Stiffs arms a man, and then he's finally pulled down by Austin Grable as he gets into Detroit territory to the 47-yard line. And a solid gain of about 6 yards on first down.
And this is the JCN offense that we were expecting to see, you know, coming in here tonight, John. Just a tough physical team. They like to run downhill. And when they start getting these gains, you know, 10-yard gain, 6-yard gain, 8-yard gain, you know, back-to-back-to-back, it adds up real fast, and they can get on the scoreboard pretty quick.
And you talk about Blake Fowler, again, over 700 yards rushing this year with 11 touchdowns. And he'll be in the shotgun formation on second down and 4. Running back on his left hip. One receiver splits left, one to the right. H-backs on each side. Fowler to throw, looking left side, steps up, throws the ball back to the left side, has Worthington wide open, but it's just off his fingertip, and it falls incomplete. He had Caleb Worthington wide open, but Fowler just led him a little bit too far to the sideline, and it falls incomplete. So Fowler will start 0-for-2 here tonight, brings up a third down and 4.
What a block right there. They had Grady Knoll and Elijah Huff double team the blitz on the outside. Definitely gave Blake Fowler enough time to, you know, kind of set his feet and really hum that football down there. You know, wide receiver just couldn't come up with it at the end of the day.
A couple of quick score updates. Again, Emaul Central with a 6-3 lead over Rossville at the end of the first quarter. Eudora leads Atchison 14-0 at the end of one quarter of play. Third down and 4 coming up for Jeff County North. 1:11 to go in the opening quarter with Troy leading 8-0. Football spotted at the 47-yard line of Troy. Here's Fowler on the design quarterback option. He'll keep it. He breaks free across the 40-yard line and falls forward to the 35. That'll be a gain of 12 yards for Blake Fowler. And they'll give him another extra yard. So 13 yards officially on that run for Fowler and another first down pickup for JCN. You look at this JCN offense. It's almost kind of like the old school college offenses of option plays, speed option, and a lot of read option plays as well. That's exactly what this Jeff County North offense just reminds me of. First and 10 from about the 34-yard line of Troy on the left hash. Grady Knoll is the running back to the right of Fowler, who's in shotgun. Receivers split each way. Fowler to throw, rolls right, throws late, has a man, catches made at the 34. Now breaking free for JCN is Ethan Knoll. He'll get to the 20-yard line, finally stays on his feet, and he picks up and gets down to the 17, 18-yard line. So a solid pickup of 17 yards for JCN on the pass to Ethan Knoll.
And you want to talk about turning nothing into something. It looked like he was kind of dead to rights about 3 yards past the line of scrimmage right there. And, you know, he just kept moving his feet, had a stiff arm. Next thing you know, Ethan Knoll took that for 17 yards.
20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Again, Troy leads 8-0, but JCN is driving. First and 10 at the Troy 17-yard line. Knoll, the running back to the right of Fowler. Two receivers split out to the left. Fowler takes a chest-high snap. Keeps it again up the middle. Fowler makes a couple of man miss inside of the 15-yard line, gets down to the 13, and that will be the final play here of this opening quarter, as it's a gain of 5 yards for Fowler as the first quarter comes to a close. One quarter in the books. It's been a good one so far. Stay tuned with us. Should be a fun one the rest of the way. Again, the score after one, Troy 8, Jeff County North nothing. We'll take a break and come back with GCN Driving on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer at Farmers State Bank.
In the last 2 years with Ag Real Estate, we've definitely come up with more products and services. We're very flexible on terms and payment dates, as well as making sure that payment fits around the producer. If they're working on selling cattle at a specific time during the year, we're going to make sure that payment due date coincides with when they're going to be getting that income.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of quarter number 2, 8-0. Troy leads Jeff County North, but JCN driving all the way inside of the 15-yard line of Troy to about the 14. Will face a second down and 6 play. As quarter number 2 gets underway, Johnny Kaner with you. Dustin Gosa alongside of me. Seth Carlson taking care of us back at the KNZA studios. So second down and 6. Ball spotted near the right hash. Here's Fowler on an option play to the left side. He'll keep himself up the middle, get inside of the 5-yard line, and finally be pulled down from behind. They'll mark him actually back at the 6. And that will be enough for a first down pickup. And a gain of about 9 yards.
And right before the break, John, you mentioned that, you know, this kind of reminds you of that old-school college offense, you know, kind of a lot of read options, a lot of pitch options, quick reads on the outside. This is a good team, and there's one thing that I do like. They don't do much misdirection. They let you know where they're going to run the football, and they execute it very well. So, you know, if you're Troy's defense here, you got to step up, because if not, this JCN offense is going to walk straight into the end zone.
First and goal from just outside of the 5-yard line. Here's Fowler again, straight up the middle, rolls to the near the goal line. They'll mark him down at the 1, maybe closer to the 2, but they'll give him to the 1, a 4-yard pickup for Fowler, and that'll bring up second and goal from the 1. So Blake Fowler, you look at the way Fowler's running the football, it's nothing special. He's just straight up the middle. It's right over maybe the left guard, if anything, but it's pretty much straightforward.
Yeah, you can tell that they tried to start with some elaborate plays, some more, you know, kind of special plays in the playbook to start the game, and they realized pretty quick, you know, Jeff Snyder just started dialing it up. Hey, we're just going to run right, or hey, we're going to run left, and it's really starting to work for this Jeff County North offense.
Second and goal from the 1. Fowler in the shotgun, running backs on each hip. This will be a give to Worthington. He'll bounce over the right guard, and he'll bounce into the end zone for a touchdown. Caleb Worthington into the end zone for the third time this season, and Jeff County North now is a 2-point conversion away from tying this game up. That's a really good drive and a good answer for this JCN offense. And now we'll see what Coach Schneider draws up here on this 2-point conversion attempt with 10:44 to go in quarter number 2. So the 2-point try, we'll see Fowler being shotgun, Worthington on his left hip, Grady Noel on his right hip, single receivers each way. Fowler awaits the snap, takes a chest high, Blake to throw, rolls right side, and the catch is going to be made. The 2-point conversion try is good, as it's caught by Ethan Noel. And with that, we are tied up. 10:44 to go. Here in the opening half, we're tied at 8. We'll take a break. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Kansaland Radio.
Nine plays, 3.5 minutes, 65 yards for that 1-yard touchdown run by Caleb Worthington. Jeff County North has tied this game up at 8 with 10:44 to go here in the opening half. That drive summary brought to you by Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire. Visit them online at WilsonTireKS.com. So Ryan Feldkamp tees the football back up. This is a low line drive boot. It'll be fielded by an up man at the 15-yard line. Coming on a near side return to the 30-yard line and falling forward there. Solid return for Troy. I think that was Bowden Bennett. Take that back. It was actually Christian Etherton, a sophomore, on that return for Troy. Setting the Trojans up the first and 10 at their own 31-yard line with 10:38 to go in the opening half.
Yeah, and I was quite surprised that Troy got a kickoff return there with how Ryan Feldkamp has been kicking the ball away today. I'm surprised that they even got a chance to return anything on him.
Empty backfield set on first down, a man in motion from left to right. This is on quarterback run up the middle for Anderson. He'll fall forward for maybe a yard. That is it. Solid play by Jeff County North. Braden Williams, a sophomore, in there to make the stop. Sets up a second down and 9. A lot of sophomores on this Jeff County North team. You looked at it, they start 4 sophomores on the offensive line alone. And 18 of the 26 players on the roster are freshmen and sophomores. Second down and 9 for Troy at the 32-yard line. Running backs on each hip of Cam Anderson. 2 receivers split right. Now Bowden Bennett's in motion from right to left. Anderson takes it chest high. Back to throw. Under pressure. Steps up. Still under pressure. Rolling left. He's just going to be spun and thrown down. That was big Ryan Feldkamp on the sack for Jeff County North all the way back to the 27-yard line. It's a loss of 5 yards. And we'll bring up now a 3rd and 14.
And Ryan Feldkamp, one of the bigger, more lengthier players on the team. You know, he gets a hand on you. There's a very slim chance that you're getting out of that.
Now a 3rd and about 13 or 14 here for Troy. And we're getting another timeout taken by JCN and Coach Jeff Schneider. Their second use timeout here in the first half. So with that, we'll take the break. 9:20 to go in half number 1. We're tied at 8. There'll be a big 3rd down coming up for Troy when we return here on the MIC Sports Radio Network.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
KNZA.
9:20 remaining in the second quarter. We're tied at 8 between Troy and Jeff County North here in Class 1A of the playoffs. You look at this bracket, winner of this game will get the winner of Opie and Jackson Heights next week. If Troy wins this game, they will actually host what would be 10-0 Opie if they were happy to take down Jackson Heights. That's another rematch from earlier this season where Opie beat Jackson Heights 35-0. We'll try to get a score update in that one. But here's 3rd down and 13 coming up for Troy. Football back at about the 27-28-yard line. First down would come at the 41. Anderson sends Hartman in motion from right to left. Empty backfield for Anderson now. Under, looking to throw. Throws the ball deep over the middle and just overshoots Bowden Bennett. He had a step on the defenders to the 40-yard line of JCM, but Anderson just throws it 5 yards too far, and it falls incomplete and brings up a 4th down and 13. Anderson has not just been on target here tonight so far, just 2 of 8 for 63 yards to start this game.
And there he actually did have time to set his feet, and you can see the damage he can do through the air, just kind of overthrew his receiver right there, or, you know, and his defense just got to get down the field. He threw the ball about 50 yards. Really fast. So Cam Anderson definitely has the arm to get it down there.
Etherton, the punter. This is a high, booming kick. It's going to be fair caught at the 34-yard line by 12, Caleb Worthington. Got a great punt, though, by Christian Etherton all the way to the 33-yard line. That's their one way to flip the field position, so that's exactly what Troy was looking to do if they couldn't pick up that 3rd down and 13. Now we'll see what the JC and offense can do. They went on a 9-play drive that scored a one-yard touchdown on their last drive. They've moved the ball pretty well here tonight, mixing it up a little bit. First and 10 for GCN from the 33-yard line. Fowler will be in the shotgun. He'll have running backs on each ship. Noel to the right, Worthington to the left. Fowler sends Feldkamp in motion from right to left as GCN operates from right to left. This will be an underneath give to Noel. He gets upended at the 37-yard line and flips forward to the 39. That'll be a solid gain for Grady Noel, and got flipped forward for maybe an extra 2 yards, but a gain of about 6 here on first down.
And I know the first drive doesn't really show what this offense is capable of, John, but recently, you know, these past couple drives that JCN has had, they've been averaging about 5-6 yards a carry, and they're really starting to move the ball in this Troy defense.
That shows you how big that loss of Jarrett Norris is for this Troy offense. They moved him back to a linebacker spot, and he was running down anything up the middle. But he's missing his presence here tonight. Second down and 4. Fowler awaits him in the shotgun, running back to his left hip. To be an underneath give to Worthington along the right side. Cuts it back inside, but he gets pulled down from behind on a nice play by Reagan Hartman to the 43-yard line. They'll be about a half yard short of a first down. And so Worthington's able to gain 3, but it'll be a yard short to bring up third and about a half yard, maybe a full yard. So can Troy's defense get a stop? And if you're a JC in here, if you don't get it on this third down play, it'll be an interesting decision with 7:52 to go in the first half.
I think with how good the offensive line is right now, John, I think this is four down territory for sure.
Two running backs in the backfield alongside Fowler's in the shotgun. Troy's showing they're going to blitz everybody. Here's Fowler. He'll run up the middle. He didn't have it initially and then flew his way forward and even got thrown forward by Braden Hamilton for enough for the first down of the 45-yard line and a gain of 3 yards for Blake Fowler on 3.5 yards.
A perfect 3-for-3 on the night. The JCN Chargers are on third down tonight.
That's a big, big, big pickup for JCN, especially after scoring their last time around and getting a big stop. It'll be first and 10 for Jeff County North from their own 45-yard line as the football splits the hashes with 7:20 to go. Again, tied at 8 in the first half of this Class 1A regional playoffs. Orville pistol look here for Fowler. He'll have Noel a yard and a half behind him to the right side. Troy showing blitz. Fowler's going to run the option to the right side. He'll toss it out to Noel. He cuts it inside, and they get shoved out of bounds right out midfield, maybe just across midfield. They give him to the 49-yard line of Troy and a gain of 6 yards. I really like Grady Nolas. Just a sophomore. He's got good speed and pretty good vision, honestly. I've seen him cut back to the inside a couple times tonight. I like what I've seen from that sophomore here so far in this first half.
Yeah, they like giving him that underneath handoff. And, you know, with being kind of on the smaller side, he kind of hides right behind those offensive linemen. And you can't really see him until he gets to that second level. But he's a very physical runner, keeps his feet moving, and gets you those extra 2 or 3 yards that you need to get those first downs.
Second and about 4 from the Troy 49-yard line. Fowler takes the snap, hands it to Noel again, this time over the left guard. He'll fall forward near for another first down. It's going to depend on the spot. It'll be pretty close. We'll see where the spot is. They might have to bring the chains out and measure this one. He gets just shy of the 45-yard line. They give a look over at the chains and see if they stop it. They're going to say it's just a couple of inches short of a first down, so it'll be third and a couple of inches.
The thing I love the most about this JCN offense, kind of alluded to it earlier, is they're, you know, just doing everything simple. You know, just keeping everything simple. They're not trying to do too much, not trying to do anything flashy to get, you know, a huge gain here. They know that they can get 4 or 5 yards running every single time.
Third and a couple of inches just shy of the 45-yard line for Jeff County North. This is a give to Worthington along the right side. Easily has the first down, bounces it across the 40-yard line, and they get shoved out of bounds near the 35. It's a gain of 9 yards on third and a couple of inches. So Jeff County North continues on third down to be perfect and extend this drive.
Yep, that's the main thing, just moving the chains. If you can keep moving the chains, wearing down that defense, eventually they're going to budge and open up a huge hole leading to a pretty long run for a touchdown.
Look at this offensive line again. 4 sophomores. Elijah Huff, a sophomore. Arby Tweed, a sophomore at center. Zach Toole, a sophomore at right guard. And Grant Furman, a sophomore at right tackle. And then Caden Luth, a senior in there at the left guard. First and 10 for Jeff County North, just shy of the 35. This is another give to the right side to Worthington. We'll get inside of the 30-yard line and near another first down here for Jeff County North, close to the 25-yard line.
and you alluded to it with them being sophomores, you know, being young, but with how much playing time they've got this year, they don't see, you wouldn't see that unless you were actually looking at the roster itself, John. These guys are really playing like they've, you know, been here for 4 year starters.
And now they're going to be a stoppage to check to see if it's a first down or not. So they'll stop and bring the chains out with 6:07 to go in the half. Again, we're tied at 8. So now we'll have a quick stoppage as they try to bring the chains over to see if this is a first down for GCN. I'll stretch it out, and it is going to be a first down. So Worthington's able to gain 10 yards, and again, move the chains for this GCN offense who just continues to pick up first downs here in this first half. That is number 9. Excuse me, 5 first downs here for GCN. First and 10 for GCN. 6:05 to go in the first half. Running backs on each step of Fowler, who awaits it in the shotgun. Feldkamp in motion from left to right. GCN is going to snap it, keep it with Fowler to the right side. He'll jump over him into the 35-yard line, 25-yard line, excuse me, down to the 21. And he'll gain about 4 or 5 yards on first down. You see for GCN on this drive, especially really all night long, everything is going forward. They have not really had many negative plays. The only time they've had negative plays is when they've tried to throw the football.
Yeah, they found out pretty early with Jeff Schneider, you know, head coach, just kind of looking at how the plays were starting to develop, and he realized really early, you know, you can run on this Troy defensive front as long as, you know, you just keep the offensive linemen moving their feet. And ever since then, they've been getting 4 or 5 yards a carry moving the ball down the field.
Second and 6, here's Noel up the middle, hit the line and be thrown back at the 20-yard line. Not a whole lot on that one, maybe a couple. They're going to give him all the way to the 18-yard line. I didn't think he made it that far, but they'll give him a spot, the 18, and a gain of about 3 yards or so for Grady Newell. And that'll bring up now a 3rd down and 3 for GCN with under 5 minutes to go in the first half at about the 18, 19-yard line.
And very manageable. It's a longer 3 yards than you would expect, but with how well this offensive line and these running backs have been playing, I don't think there's any need to change up your offensive philosophy here. I would just hand the ball to the running back and let him work.
Noel, the running back to the left of Fowler. They'll run the option to this side. He's trying to pitch it outside. He gets it to Noel. Now he cuts it back inside of the 15-yard line. I think he's got the first down. Good late pitch by Blake Fowler. He took a big hit. He's able to get the pitch away, and gaining about 5 yards was Grady Noel to about the 13-yard line. So again, continuing just to run that option, and really Troy just has not had an answer. They had guys out there, but GCN was able to just make the right play with Fowler. So now 1st and 10 from the 13-yard line. Spotted near the left hash, Fowler awaits in the shotgun. Worthington to his left, Noel to his right. This will be a give to Worthington straight up the middle. He hits the line and then gets shoved back. Not a whole lot there, and a flag flies very late. This might be unsportsmanlike against Troy as Braden Hamilton threw a GCN player off of him. And this is going to be a personal foul against Troy, so it was going to be a no gainer. But instead, they'll tack on at the end of the play. So now we'll see where they spot this football. 4:17 to go in the half. Again, we're tied at 8, but GCN is driving. So they will march the football down to the 6-yard line, just shy of the 5-yard line. They know the football about touching the 5. And now Coach Schneider is going to come over and have a quick chat with the white hat. I think Coach Schneider is asking if it is a first down or what the situation is. But they're going to call it 2nd down. So they'll call it 2nd down and about 2 from just outside of the 5-yard line. Feldkamp in motion from left to right. The football spotted along the left hash. This is Worthington over the right guard. cuts it inside of the 5 and picks up a first down to about the 3.
By number 12 for J.C. Hayden Worthington. Tackled on the play for Troy was number 52, Kemper Clary.
Again, J.C. on the doorstep. They'll have a first and goal from the 3-yard line.
And you were talking about Grady Knoll and how good of a runner he is. Also, Caleb Worthington on the other side. You know, J.C.'s in really good hands with Knoll and Worthington both in the backfield. Both hard runners, both run downhill. You know, kind of a toss-up on who's going to punch this one into the end zone.
Worthington is that leader, being a senior here for this Jeff County North team and this offense. He'll be the left of Fowler on first and goal from the 3. 3 running back to the backfield along with Fowler. He'll take it and ride the hip. Now Fowler will keep it, bounces to the inside. He's near the goal line. They're going to say in touchdown. Blake Fowler has his 12th rushing touchdown of the season, and Jeff County North has taken their first lead of the night. A 3-yard touchdown run by Blake Fowler, the junior, puts the Chargers up 14-8 with the 2-point try coming up.
And the thing I love most about that drive, John, is getting it done when it mattered, moving the chains when it mattered. 3 third downs on that drive alone, 3 conversions. They're 6-for-6 tonight on third down. When they need to move the chains, they get it done. And that's what led to that big touchdown right there by Blake Fowler.
So now the 2-point try, Fowler on the shotgun, Knoll to his left hip. Again, they're going to run an option to the left side. Again, Fowler keeps it himself. He pounces into the end zone, and the 2-point try is good. So with that, we have a timeout with 3:32 to go in the half. It's 16-8. Jeff County North has taken their first lead of the game. We'll take a break. We'll come back here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
FM, KNZA.
City. 3:32 to go in the first half. JCN has taken a 16-8 lead on a big drive. 14 plays, 5.5 minutes. It goes 67 yards and ends on a 3-yard touchdown run by Blake Fowler. So now we'll see what Troy's offense can put together. You look at the total statistics here in the first half so far. Troy does have 117 total yards to 135 of JCN. But JCN just able to pick up a big drive there. This is Christensen on the return from the 5-yard line. Straight up the middle of the 20, bounced it outside the 25. Still on his feet, the 30. He gets across the 35 and falls forward to the 40-yard line. So a good return for Christensen of 35 yards. And he gets it to the 41-yard line with 3:23 to go. So plenty of time here now for Troy, trying to get a big answer before we go to halftime.
You talk about momentum swing. Christensen right there was the kicker away from a very long 95-yard touchdown. So good thing Blake Fowler was there to save the day.
So first and 10 from the 41. Trips receivers to the near side as Troy operates from left to right. Anderson to throw. Look, rolling to the right side. He's going to throw a ball deep. He's looking for Bennett. Makes the adjustment. He gets tripped up, and he can't pull it in at the 16-yard line. He got behind the defenders for the second time tonight. Had an opportunity. Anderson, a pretty good ball to try to give him a chance to go up and get that football, but it falls incomplete. It sets up a 2nd and 10. That's twice, though, the Bennett has gotten behind the defense of Jeff County North, just have not connected yet.
Yeah, and a great ball. It looks like he was looking over his far shoulder for it. By the time he got his head turned around, he just couldn't catch back up to the football. But what a great ball thrown there by Cam Anderson.
2nd and 10 now for Troy. Twins receivers to the near side, a single receiver to left, 2 running backs in the backfield, and now one motions out. It's Gavin Fumler. Anderson to throw, looking to set up the screen, and he overshoots his running back. Trying to get it to Christensen at the 42, and blockers in front, but Anderson just overshot it because he was under a ton of pressure, and that'll bring up now a 3rd down and 10. It's been tough passing so far for Cam Anderson. He's just 2 of 10 to start this game for 63 yards. although he does have the 31-yard touchdown to Braden Hamilton.
Yeah, and about two or three more of those, John, could have been walk-in touchdowns. Just a bit of an overthrow. One of them was just a bit of an underthrow. So if he ends up finding that mark, he's very dangerous. We've spoke about that before the game. But I think right here, if you're the Troy offense, you know, Derek Jasper telling his team, the main thing you need is a first down here. The last thing you want to do is give JCN the ball back with a chance to score and get the ball to start the second half.
Third and 10 from the 41. Three receivers split to the near side. Running back to the right of Anderson, who's back to throw. They're going to set up a tunnel screen. Now he throws it to a running back over the middle, trying to set up a screen to Christensen again. But again, it's over his head and falls incomplete. Christensen, though, probably should have had that one. That hit him in the hand and just went right through him. So now fourth down coming up for Troy and probably another punt.
And quite the play design. There was screens coming from everywhere. Both the near side and far side wide receivers were running bubble screens with two blockers on the near side, one blocker on the far side. I wasn't even looking, you know, at the middle of the field. The linemen were setting up a screen, too. So quite the play call there. Just wish you could get some execution right.
Here's another 10, another punt. It's a wobbly, spinning kick. It's going to bounce to the 25 and take a Troy bounce that's out of the 20 down to the 19-yard line. It's another good punt by Etherton. No return opportunity for Caleb Burlington, but JCN's going to have it back with just under 3 minutes to go here in the first half of play.
And a good thing there. Nice stand by the JCN defense, you know, holding up strong, only taking up 33 seconds on that entire drive right there for Troy. They have plenty of time and one timeout still. You know, wouldn't be surprised to see JCN kind of take some shots here trying to move the ball down the field.
So first and 10, they'll mark it from Maxley back at the 18-yard line. Jeff County North will have it near the right hash as they operate from right to left. Single running back in the backfield with Blake Fowler, two receivers split to the near side. Fowler looking to run the option on the near side. He'll toss it out to Noel, looking to get to the edge. And it'll be a great open field tackle by Brayton Hamilton. Now he actually lets them go. And Kipper Cleary has to clean it up at the 20-yard line, but a flag is down at the 22. And also somebody down and injured. That's Kemper Cleary. That would be a big, big loss for this Troy defensive front. Cleary, the junior, has 82 tackles this season coming into this game. And he is in some type of pain at the 19-yard line. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. Why don't we? 2:45 to go in the half. It's 16-8. Jeff County North, let's take a timeout here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
Save big on Hustler Mowers at Heinen Repair during their model year-end clearance sale. Hustler Turf's entire line of residential zero-turn mowers comes equipped with unique features, like their patented park brake system and their exclusive smooth track steering that enables you to glide around obstacles with ease. And now, get 0% financing on certain models with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Hustler, using global and American parts, built right here in Kansas. See them at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or at HeinenRepair.com.
As harvest progresses and comes to a close, Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca wishes everyone a happy Thanksgiving. They hope your year has been full of abundant blessings. This holiday season, give thanks for the food on your table and the farm families who made it all possible. Happy Thanksgiving from Beth and Fran at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca.
Holton Community Hospital announces Dr. Manadar Lakala, MD, is now offering oncology and hematology services in the specialty clinic. Dr. Lakala treats patients with various types of cancers and those with blood-related disorders, clotting problems, or bleeding issues. Dr. Lakala takes specific interest in treating patients with breast and lung cancer and places great focus on improving their outcomes with the quality care you've come to expect at Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine Clinics. For more info, call the specialty clinic at Holton Community Hospital and count on care close to home.
KNZA.
Well, the good news is Kemper Cleary is on his feet and he walks off the field underneath his own power. Looks like he just got shooken up a little bit. So hopefully he will be okay, because that would be a big loss for the Troy Trojans, who already are down their best defensive player in Jarrett Norris in this game. And after that, it was a holding penalty against Jeff County North on that first down play. So that'll be the third penalty against JCN here in this first half. 2:45 remaining. JCN leading 16-8. We'll see if JCN JCN goes back to the air. They've only thrown three passes so far in this first half. Running backs on each hip of Blake Fowler. He waits it at the 13-yard line. Fowler takes the snap, gives it to Worthington. He bounces it outside, now cuts it back inside of the 15-yard line down to about the 18. And so that'll gain about 6 yards or so. And it'll bring up now a second down and 10. Clock continuing to roll as we're under 2.5 minutes to go. Second and 10 from the 18-yard line. ACN going from right to left, leading 16-8. Football splits the hashes, running backs on each hip of Fowler. Single receiver split each way. Feldkamp, the tight end, in motion from left to right. Fowler takes the snap, looking to keep it himself. He does along the right side to get to the edge. And a flag flies. And I think this is coming back and another hold on JCN. We'll await the penalty from our head referee tonight. Yep, the hold against JCN, the second one of this drive. So now if you're Troy, Dustin, try to get a stop here. And the way JCN keeps going in reverse, you have a potential to get a decent field position with still some time on the clock and all three timeouts.
Yeah, the further that they can keep, you know, moving them back, the less likely it is that Ryan Feldkamp can switch field position on them, because we know he has a boot, but they are just keep moving themselves back. That's 20 penalty yards so far in this drive. They've had three holding penalties so far on the night.
And so now it'll be second down and about 20. The football back inside of the 10-yard line. Two receivers split to the near side, one to the right side, Fowler in the shotgun. Takes the snap, underneath handoff, hitting the line and powering forward is Noel, I believe. He gets across the 15-yard line at the 16. And Troy might utilize a timeout, and they will. Gain of 7 for Noel, and JCN will use their first timeout. We'll take the break with on this timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. 1:50 to go in the first half, 16-8 JCN. A third down and 12 play when we return on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Anderson Meats in Troy want you deer hunters to know they are taking whole deer for processing. They'll process your deer just the way you want them. Anderson Meats are also booking beef and hog processing appointments as early as March, and they have other openings later in 2022. Give Anderson Meats in Troy a call and visit with them about your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle thank you for your support and look forward to serving you in the future. Anderson Meats in Troy, call them at 785-985-2292 or find them in Troy, south on Last Chance Road.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, it'll be third down and 12, maybe closer to 13-yard here for JCN. Troy looking to get a stop and potentially get the football back still with two timeouts remaining. Question here, though, does JCN go to the air? They're just one of three so far in this first half. They'll send two receivers out to the right, two receivers back to the left, and Noel the tailback to the right of Blake Fowler. Actually, that's Worthington now in a tailback to the right of Blake Fowler, who is going to give it off to Worthington up the middle. He'll let the line be slammed back as he gets to the 18-yard line. It gains just about 3 yards or so, maybe just two, and another timeout taken by Troy. So we'll just keep this one here. 1:44 to go. So, Dustin, after all of this, Troy is going to get the football back, you'd imagine, with probably decent field position at about the 30 or 40-yard line and just under 2 minutes to go. And with the passing attack that Troy has, obviously, that's no big deal.
Yeah, and believe it or not, with JCN's first third down that they haven't converted on the night, they're now 6-for-7. But, yeah, with Troy's offense and Derek Jasper, you know, allowing Cam Anderson to throw the ball the way that he does, anywhere on the field, they can be dangerous. We've already seen tonight, you know, two or three times he's had receivers burn the secondary, and he's just, you know, a bit of an underthrow, a bit of an overthrow. If he can get accurate right here before half, he might be able to tie the game up for the Troy Trojans, you know, especially with JCN getting the ball to start the second half.
So Feldkamp will drop back, and he'll try to boot it away. Feldkamp, again, a very good kicker. He is a guy that can potentially flip the field. And it's going to be Preston Christensen who will drop back to receive this kick. He's going to stand at his own 35-yard line. Hellkamp stands at his own 10 and awaits the snap. 1:44 to go. Troy setting up a return as Christensen drops back now to the 30-yard line. The 4th and 9 yards, Feldkamp, slow, wobbly kick. It's going to bounce at midfield and roll to the 45-yard line and drop dead there. So Troy will have good field position out at the 45-yard line and 1:33 on the clock. That's exactly what the doctor ordered if you're a Troy Trojan fan. Got a big stop and now a chance to potentially go down and tie this game before halftime. This is pretty similar from the first time these two teams met up 3 weeks ago. GCN led 14-6 at the half, and that's essentially what our score is here. It's a one-touchdown game as we approach halftime. So can Troy try to tie this game up? 1st and 10 from the 45. Anderson in the shotgun, a running back to his left. Tight ends in on each side for Troy and single receivers on each side. Anderson takes the snap. There's two men out on the round. The left side throws, catches, made it midfield across to the near the 45-yard line with a push out of bounds to the 47. As that was Austin Grable. So a gain of 7. Austin Grable picks up 7 yards there on that reception for Troy.
A smart play by Grable there. Instead of trying to fight for the yards, he just realized, I need to get out of bounds. Dove kind of for the pylon sitting over there trying to stop the clock.
2nd down and 3. 3 receiver split to the right. Here's a screen pass to Bennett. He makes the catch to the 50-yard line. Gets away from the first man. Close to a first down, but they're going to be at a half a yard short, just shy of the 45. And Coach Jasper is going to use a timeout here. So it'll be 3rd down and 1/2 yard. And that's going to be the 3rd timeout, though, taken by Troy. I don't know, Dustin. I'm going to possibly save the timeout there. But nonetheless, Troy does take their 3rd and final timeout here of the half. Maybe the way to look at it here, 3rd down and 1 yard. We want to make sure we get this, so let's get the best play available.
Yeah, just looking at it with 1:15 left on the clock, you know, you have a basically 2 plays here to get that the 1 yard. I think it's more of just kind of settling everybody down, getting everybody on the same page, you know, trying to avoid a penalty or anything like that in this situation. But, you know, I would have liked to see a little bit more up-tempo, try to get it down to around the 30-second mark, run 2, 3, you know, maybe even 4 more plays. The way they were running it to try to wear down this defense a little bit before burning the timeout. But, you know, maybe Derek Jasper has a play up his sleeve right here. You never know.
Seen a couple of trick plays already by this Troy offense. Once on a 2-point conversion try and then a play on the opening drive of the game. So we'll see what Troy draws up here on 3rd down and 1/2 yard. 5 receivers are going to split out to the left side. What does Troy draw up? Anderson is in the shotgun. He pumps. It's going to be a design quarterback keep for Anderson. He easily picks up the 1st down. So that was, I like that play design. You get everybody on that left side and just keep Anderson straight up the middle. He gets to the 37-yard line. And he's able to gain 8 yards.
Yeah, I think that's what they drew up over there on the sideline, you know, kind of just getting the attention away from Anderson, allowing him to just kind of open up with the offensive line and get that 1st down.
1 minute to go in the half. Anderson to throw. Plenty of time. Still a clean pocket. Steps up. Now rolls back to the right side. Still running is Anderson. He'll finally just throw this ball away to the right side. And there is going to be a flag down at the 42-yard line. It's going to be against Troy. It's going to be a hold against the Trojans. Actually, I recall a block in the back against Troy. So when Anderson was running around to the right side, it'll be a block in the back against Troy. The clock is stopped with 47 seconds remaining. So this is going to move the football back near about midfield.
And I am a big fan of, you know, keeping everybody in the block right there. But JCN read that perfect, dropped it. 7 guys in the coverage right there, you know. And when you only had 2 receivers going out for a route, you know, there was no way Cam Anderson was going to find a receiver downfield with that many defenders in open coverage.
So now it'll be 1st down from back of the 49-yard line. This is about 1st and 24, 25. Anderson nearly fumbles the football, trying to set up the screen. He does. Gets it to Christensen. He'll get to the 45, still rumbling near the 40. They'll get to the 41-yard line and gain 10.
Yeah, now is where there needs to be a sense of urgency, getting the play in, executing it, whether it's getting out of bounds, 24, 23. Yeah, the clock is just moving. Troy still hasn't got the play in.
19 seconds to go. Troy finally gets set up. Second down and 15. Anderson to throw. Under pressure. Feldkamp giving chase. Anderson now going to roll out to the left side. Still rolling. Now we'll throw a ball back late. He'll just overthrow Austin Grable and throw it out of bounds. We'll stop the clock with 6 seconds to go. So now you look at it for Troy. One play, probably just a Hail Mary attempt now.
And we do know from pregame warmups and, you know, a couple of plays earlier trying to get it to the receivers down there, Cam Anderson throw it about 50 yards. You know, when he actually sets his feet and takes a couple steps up, he can really hum the football. So, you know, if his offensive line gives him enough time here, he might be able to take a shot, try to get one of the taller receivers in the end zone.
This is when not having Jarrett Norris, that 6'3 receiver, hurts even more for this offense. I'll tell you what, Ryan Feldkamp on this near side of the defensive end spot for JCN has been getting so close to sacking Cam Anderson. You got to watch him here on third down. And JCN now is going to use their final timeout on third and about 15. We'll just keep this one here because it's just 6 seconds to go. So it's going to be the final play here of this first half, barring a defensive penalty. More than likely, because both teams are out of timeouts here at this point. Halftime, we'll have some scores of other games going on around the area. A couple of quick ones we'll get to. Holton leads Perry LeCompton 28-0 with 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. Axtell leads Hanover 20-14 at half. And Eudora leads Atchison 28-0 in that game also at halftime. See if we can get a couple other big scores. It looks like at halftime, Rossville leads Nemaha Central 9-6. Thought that would be a pretty good game, and so far it has shaped up to be that. Thunder Ridge, after being tied with Frankfurt at the end of the first quarter, blows out the Wildcats 58-8. Final score in that 8-man Division II game. So Thunder Ridge, one of the top teams in the state in Division II and 8-man ranks, continues to roll along. They are now a perfect 10-0. 6 seconds to go. Third down and about 15 coming up for Troy from back of the 41-yard line. Two receivers stacked up on the near side. Two running backs in there as well for Anderson. Troy going to have seven guys back blocking. Anderson declining time. He'll step up, throws the ball deep. It's going to be knocked down out of bounds, the 5-yard line. And that is how the first half comes to a close. Caleb Worthington there on the coverage to knock it away for JCN. So we have reached halftime, and it's been a solid game here so far. This is a one-possession contest as we reach intermission. Our halftime score, Jeff County North 16, Troy 8. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back with first half highlights and statistics on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
There's so much to do every day when you're running a business, and Union State Bank is here to help. Did you know we offer convenient cash management solutions? With remote deposit, bill pay, and transfers, you can enjoy the simplicity of banking with Union State Bank. From improving efficiency and time-saving features that allow you to focus on your business or your farm, cash management from USB gives you the peace of mind you need so you can focus on other things. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there, with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
When you want tires, you want top brands at rock bottom prices. So in the Holton area, you got to get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. The others with a similar name are not the same. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much. For unbeatable prices and unbeatable service, head to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 5 minutes west of Holton.
There's only one. Wilson's Direct, Motors and Tires, get out of town.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
KNZA.
Welcome back here to Winchester. We're at halftime at tonight's Class 1A regional playoff game. Jeff County North leads Troy 16-8 here at intermission. Johnny came back with you alongside Dustin Gosa. Seth Collison, our man taking care of us back at the studios. Well, game is pretty much a mirror image of what it was 3 weeks ago when Jeff County North beat Troy 22-12. It was a 14-6 lead for GCN at halftime in that one. And right now they lead 16-8. Here at intermission, and they will get the football to start the second half. But Troy got off to a really good start in this game. Both teams turned it over on downs on their opening drive, but Troy was able to strike first on a 6-play, 1 minute and 48-second drive after getting great field position, a 32-yard touchdown pass by Cam Anderson. Anderson to throw on fourth down. Steps up, rolls right, throws the ball deep over the middle, has the man wide open. The catch is made. Touchdown, Trojan. Finally, Cam Anderson finds his target, and guess who? Braden Hamilton, another touchdown reception of 32 yards, and Troy strikes first. So Troy led 8-0 after that touchdown pass from Anderson, but GCN came back on a big boy drive. 9 plays, 3.5 minutes, going 65 yards, and it is going to be a touchdown run by Caleb Worthington. Second and goal from the one. Fowler in the shotgun, running backs on each hip. It's to be a give to Worthington. He'll bounce over the right guard, and he'll bounce into the end zone for a touchdown. Caleb Worthington into the end zone for the third time this season, and Jeff County North now is a two-point conversion away from tying this game up. So, again, that tied us at 8. Troy then had to punt the football away, going 3 and out. GCN followed that up with another big drive. 14 plays, 5.5 minutes off of the clock. In the second quarter, a 67-yard drive, and this time it's Blake Fowler getting on the action for the Chargers. It'll be the left of Fowler on first and goal from the 3. 3 running back to the backfield along with Fowler. He'll take it and ride the hip. Now Fowler will keep it, bounces to the inside. He's near the goal line. They're going to say, in touchdown. Blake Fowler has his 12th rushing touchdown of the season, and Jeff County North has taken their first lead of the night. Both teams had to punt on their ensuing drives. Then Troy got the football with about a minute 30 remaining and got it down to about the 40-yard line of GCN, but 3 straight incompletions and an incompletion to end the final play of the first half gives us our 16-8 halftime score. So, Dustin, you look back at this game, really, I think for Troy, you got to look at it, so many missed opportunities. They've had guys open. They've had plays set up. They just have not executed so far tonight.
Yeah, when it starts with, you know, kind of Cam Anderson just rolling out of the pocket, kind of throwing off of his back foot, kind of overthrowing a couple of receivers there. But, you know, they had plenty of chances, 3 or 4 opportunities that wide receivers were behind the secondary, and they just, you know, couldn't come up with the play. If they start, you know, executing on those type of plays, the plays that they like to run, you know, it's going to be in favor of the Trojans here. But JCN, you got to give them a lot of credit. You know, they're capitalizing on Troy's mistakes. You know, just taking the ball down the field, kind of methodically running the ball the way that they like to. You know, they've kind of just abandoned the pass game altogether and realized they can get 4, 5, 6 yards a carry. And once Coach Jeff Schneider figured that out and realized that they could run on this Troy defense, especially towards the outside, you know, it's kind of just been one-sided here in the second quarter. So it's going to be interesting to see what Troy does to make some adjustments, not only on the defensive side of the ball, but on the offensive side of the ball, trying to move it and move the chains on this JCN defense.
Look at the first half statistics. They are brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting. For year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation, visit NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. We'll start with Troy. 144 total yards of offense in the first half, 62 yards on the ground. Troy did average over 6 yards a carry there in that first half. 82 yards through the air, just 5 of 16 was Cam Anderson for 82 yards there in that opening half of play. Anderson also 6 carries for 33 yards. Braden Hamilton, 1 carry for 9 yards. Preston Christensen, 1 carry for 14 yards. Gavin Fumler, 2 for 6. And catching the football, Austin Grable has 2 catches for 9 yards. Braden Hamilton, 1 for 32 in a score. And Bowden Bennett, 1 for 31. Preston Christensen, 1 catch for 10 yards. For JCN, 150 total yards of offense. 133 of the 150 on the ground. Chargers averaged 4.8 yards per carry, 1 of 3 passing the football for 17 yards, but really they didn't have to throw the football tonight. Brady Knoll, 8 carries, 47 yards. Blake Fowler, 11 carries, 47 yards and one score. Caleb Worthington, 9 carries, 39 yards. He has a touchdown, and the lone reception came from Ethan Knoll on a 17-yard pass from Blake Fowler. So we're going to halftime score 16-8 is the lead for Jeff County North over Troy. Now, Dustin, something that we haven't really talked about yet is, you know, Troy started this game so well running the football. They had 50 yards rushing in the first quarter alone, and really they just kind of abandoned it. They have 62 yards rushing so far in the first half. They averaged 6 yards a carry. So to me, that's something that Troy, I know that Coach Jasper says that's not their identity, that's not what they do, but, I mean, the numbers don't really lie. I mean, you average 6 yards a carry. To me, Troy has got to keep get back to running the football is what they did on that opening drive.
If you rerun our broadcast, you know, within the first three plays that Troy had, they had 22 rushing yards, John. So it was really opening up for them, and it allowed the passing game to really open up. You know, the JCN defense is kind of playing a little bit softer, kind of creeping up towards that line of scrimmage and allowing Cam Akers to find some receivers down the field in the passing game. But like you said, it's not their identity, but if it's working, why try to change it? You know, as much as they love to tend to the passing plays in their playbook, I really think the run, with how well it was working in the first half, you kind of have to go back to it. I'm with you on that. You know, you're averaging 5-6 yards a carry like JCN is doing. You know, you might want to just try to play their game as well. Let's run the football, try to cause a turnover on the defensive end, and just, you know, keep playing the way that we like to play. And that might be, you know, the turning point in this game in the second half.
I got to look at this opening drive here for JCN of the third quarter. To me, this is going to be a big drive to decide who ultimately is going to win this football game. But we're going to step aside. We'll come back. Seth will have some scores for you. Our halftime score again, Jeff County North 16, Troy 8. We'll take that break. We'll come back. Seth will have scores. And again, we're at halftime here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
At Rainbow, we understand that connections are important. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. With the number of connected devices in your home increasing, so should your internet speed. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at NEKTax.com.
The Highland Trinity College Theater Department presents the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, at Culbertson Auditorium, November 11th through 13th. The HCC Players present the phenomenal, popular, and fast-paced, hilarious parody that is not your traditional evening of Shakespeare. Admission is free, as always, but seating is limited for this production. So make plans to attend the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, in Culbertson Auditorium, Thursday and Friday, November 11th and 12th at 7:30 p.m., and Saturday, November 13th at 2 p.m. on the HCC campus in Highland.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
It's halftime here on 103.9 KNZA. Seth Tollefson here with you. As our halftime score, JCN leads Troy 16-8 in the 1A regionals of the 2021 football playoffs. As again, both teams looking to advance. The winner of this one is going to advance to take on the winner of Olpie Jackson Heights. Right now, it looks like this one is going to go to Olpie. They're up at half, 21-0. Again, a score in 1A. Some eight-man scores for you. Axtell right now, this is the feature game of the week on 92.1 FM KMZA. It's the Eagles over the Wildcats, 20-14. Axtell was up 14-0. Hanover Storm back to tie it, but then Axtell would score just before halftime to take the six-point lead. The winner of that one will play the winner of Waverly and Meritazine Valley. Waverly up on Valley 16-0. Elsewhere in Division 2 eight-man football, it is Thunder Ridge tonight. They win over Frankfort 58-8. That game was tied at 8 apiece in the first quarter, but Thunder Ridge would rattle off 58 unanswered to win that one as it ended early here this evening. Also tonight in Class 8-man football, Division 1, it's Canton Galva right now. They lead Clifton Clyde at half 38-20. The winner of that one will take on Sedan or Chase County, as that one's a tight one at half, Sedan leading at 22-20. Class 2A tonight, big ball game at Rossville as Nemaha Central leading this one 6-3 at one point, but Rossville would score in the second quarter to take the lead at halftime, 9-6, the number one team in the country, holding on to a three-point lead. Class 3A tonight, it is Holton by a score of 21-0. That game in the second quarter at almost a halftime when we had that last update. The winner of that one will play Girard or Parsons, as Girard leads that game 26-13. And in Class 4A, it's Eudora tonight, all over Atchison by a score of 28-0 at the half. Johnny Kane is back with second half action as, again, our score, Troy and JCN. It's the Chargers 16, the Trojans 8. Second half action coming up after this.
Hi, folks. This is Joe at Holthouse Auto House, your full-service dealer in Fairview, Kansas. From getting you your dream ride to all of your service work, we are here to help. We have a full-service shop where every vehicle undergoes a 172-point inspection. At Holthouse Auto House, every vehicle comes with a warranty. No as-is vehicles here. Don't see what you're looking for on our lot or website. Our locator service is all-inclusive. We will go anywhere in the country to find exactly what you want down to the last detail. We'll find it, get it, inspect it, and finance it. And then we can even service it after the sale. All here at Holthouse Auto House in Fairview.
Ready for some good pizza? Check out the November special at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get a large meat eater's pizza, a large cheese breadsticks, all for $26.99. Also, the Pizza Bakery now has soups available and a hot case for a variety of grab-and-go options. Open 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week for call-in, carry-out, or dine-in at 486-2602. Great food and great variety. Thanking you for 32 years at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
This is Kristen Fastnight with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'd like to remind you about our Horton Clinic location. If you're from the Whiting, Effingham, or Everest areas, our Horton location will make things easier for you to receive physical therapy services. If you need post-surgical PT or have mobility or balance problems or need wound care, let myself or Amanda Wilhelm or Mark Sudbeck work with you and get you back to good health. See us at STARS at 201 West 8th in Horton.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to Winchester. Again, we're at halftime of tonight's Class 1A regional playoff game between Troy and Jeff County North. Jeff County North with a 16-8 advantage here at intermission. Again, this is a rematch from 3 weeks ago. Basically the same exact story of what happened in that game. JCN had a 14-6 lead at halftime and were able to get a couple of touchdowns in the second half to really seal it. So far here tonight, again, 16-8, and JCN is going to get the football to start the third quarter. So, you know, you look back at how this third quarter is going to begin. As I'm Johnny Kane, Dustin Gosa coming back here with us here at halftime. I feel like this third quarter, especially this opening drive, is going to pretty much decide this football game. You got to feel like.
Yeah, it's really going to go one way or the other, John. Just, you know, with JCN having the ball and having such good momentum there in the second quarter, if they can come down and score, you know, it might put it just a little bit out of reach for Troy, seeing as the running game is what's working. And by that time, you know, down two touchdowns and only the running game's working, you might not have much time. But if Troy can come up with a big stop here, You know, it could cause a huge turning point in the game, really allow them to kind of march down the field, see if they can tie this game back up and, you know, make it an all-out knockdown, drag-out fight there in the fourth quarter. So it's honestly, the game's right here. You know, like you said, big possession here for both JCN and Troy to start the second half.
All right, Dustin, I'll let you sip on your hot chocolate now. I'll let you take your time. It's we're about, oh, a minute and a half or so from ready to start this third quarter. And you look at this bracket, because we've got some time. At the top side of this bracket, Opie and Jackson Heights. Opie was leading Jackson Heights 21-0 at last check. So the winner of this game is going to get Opie, who is 9-0, who would be 10-0, like more than likely. Opie, their defense is so good. They've allowed 12 total points this year. They've allowed 45 total points the last 2 years combined. So, I mean, that just tells you right there how good that Opie team is. They're in Class 1A, the defending state champion. 1A, a lot of many people expect them to repeat here this year. And on the bottom side of this east side of the bracket, 1A, Valley Heights Centralia. That's one game I haven't really seen a score yet on them, while Wabunsee and Linden. Those are two pretty good games here you got to look at tonight. I think that Wabunsee-Linden game has a chance to be really good here this evening. And so this east side, it's pretty loaded. I mean, you look at Centralia, Valley Heights, 7-1 last year, didn't even get to play in the playoffs because of a COVID set. And, you know, they're 4-4 on the year. Linden, 5-3. They've played a pretty decent schedule. Wabunsee, they've had a tough schedule. They're 7-2. They beat Centralia 45-40 just a couple of weeks ago. So really, you look at this 1A side of the bracket, Dustin, it's pretty loaded top to bottom, honestly.
Yeah, and that's one thing you got to love about playoff football, you know, the win or go home mindset. With all these teams being that good on this side of the bracket, you know, you never know what you're going to get on a weekly basis. You know, and you can't really call it an upset either with how good these teams are. So, you know, when you have teams like this deep in the playoff run, you know, you get a lot of good games out of it, a lot of quality football, and that's what you like to see here in the playoffs. You're not really big on, you know, the blowouts, let's move to next week. We like seeing, you know, good, like, hard-nosed football, and that's one thing that this east side of the bracket has.
So we're getting set to go here in this second half. At last check, Centralia was leading Valley Heights 21-0 at the end of the first quarter, so Centralia got off to a great start in that one.
And I know you make fun of me for my hot chocolate, John, but one thing we haven't talked about yet is the temperature drop. As soon as that sun went down, you know, it started to gradually drop. It's down about 15, 20 degrees than it was, you know, at kickoff. So it is pretty chilly out there. We'll see if that has any effect on the kids out here on the field tonight.
No, this is perfect football weather, Dustin. Come on, these guys, you live for this kind of weather. This is playoff football weather, to say the least. So with that, we're ready to go. JCN will receive. They'll go from right to left. They got two men back, as it is Reagan Hartman to kick off. His low squib kick is going to be fielded by an up man of Jeff County North. Cameron Seaver, a sophomore, will recover to the 10-yard line. That was almost like a surprise onside kick attempt. But it's going to give JCN great field position at their own 44-yard line. Talking about the temperature, Dustin, we're down to 45 degrees, feeling like 42 degrees here in Winchester.
Yeah, when that wind picks up, it is no joke. We can feel it through the press box. We have one of the windows open, and I'm sure you can feel it on your end as well.
First and 10 for JCN from just shy of the 45-yard line. Football spotted to the left hash. Blake Fowler is the quarterback. He's got running backs on each hip. Single receivers split each way. Give to Caleb Worthington along the right side. He's got the first down and more. The 45, 40-yard line. Sends inside of the 35. Still on his feet at the 30-yard line. That is a 26-yard pickup for Caleb Worthington. And a big play for JCN already on this drive.
You got to think how costly that is for Troy, you know, going with the surprise onside kick right there. JCN's picking that right where they left off. And I mentioned earlier, you know, Caleb Worthington, he's a very patient runner, but a very hard runner. And as soon as he got to that second level, he hit the jets, took it for a huge gain.
Officially give him 27 down to the 29-yard line. First and 10 from the Troy, 29 on the right hash. Worthington the tailback to the left of Fowler. Grady Knowles, the running back to the right. Fowler takes it chest high, again to Worthington over the right tackle. Again, a big gainer inside of the 15-yard line. Still on his feet inside of the 10. And near the 5, did he fumble the football? He did fumble it, but I think that's Carson McAfee that jumped on it. Yeah, Carson McAfee was able to jump on it at the 4-yard line. So a 25-yard run for Caleb Worthington. And the fumble went to the 4.
Head coach Jeff Schneider must have been listening to our halftime show, John, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Going right back to Caleb Worthington on almost the exact same play. It really did look like the exact same play from up here. And another huge game for the JCN Chargers.
So first and goal from the four-yard line. Carson McAfee splits out to the left. Fowler in the shotgun. Feldkamp in motion. Here's Worthington again up the middle. He pounces near the goal line. He's in. Caleb Worthington, his second touchdown of the night. And a big touchdown for the JCN Chargers. They go up two scores on a quick strike here at quarter number three.
What I love most about that play call right there was, you know, Caleb Worthington got you down there. Two plays, you know, taking it about 50 yards down the field. You got to give it back to him, let him punch it in, don't you?
Oh, for sure. I mean, everybody in this field complex knew that it was going to number 12. So here is the two-point try. Grady Noll will be the tailback to the left of Fowler, who's in shotgun. Around the option to the left side, Fowler slips and falls. He's not going to pick up the two-point conversion, but a flag is down. We'll see what it is. It looks like it's in the area of an illegal block against JCN. Actually, it's going to be a hold, so they'll decline the penalty, and the two-point try will be no good. So 10:41 to go in the third quarter. It is a 14-point advantage now for JCN. 22-8, our score. We'll take a break. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Need help funding your passion? Whether it's traveling to exotic places, entertaining guests with your five-star culinary expertise, showcasing your interior design skills, or anything in between, a low-interest home equity line of credit from Moreland James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, is here to help. Visit bankbv.com/HELOC or stop by one of our branches in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison to get started today. Moreland James Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Just three plays is all it takes for JCN to go 55 yards and a little over a minute off the clock. JCN now lead by 14, 22-8 here in the third quarter of play with 10:41 to go. So Ryan Feldkamp will see the football back up. He'll get us back underway. This is a wobbly, bouncy, spinny kick that's going to be fielded by Christian Etherton. Now he fumbles. That picks it back up at the 20, and then he just falls down right at the 20-yard line. So that is where Troy will start their opening drive here this third quarter. You got to feel like here, Dustin, this is almost a must-score drive here for the Troy Trojans.
Yeah, I think so, especially, you know, after the onside kick trying to surprise. And I don't think Troy was really hoping that JCN was going to march down the field that quick. But it's just one of those things here where I think, honestly, your first thing you need to do is get a first down. In the second quarter, you know, Troy wasn't moving the football, wasn't getting first downs. I think that's the way you got to focus on here, getting the first down first and then worrying about the score.
Anderson to throw under pressure, throws the ball to the right side, and he was trying to get it to Braden Hamilton, but it falls incomplete as he was under a ton of pressure. Ryan Feldkamp giving pressure along that left defensive end spot. I still go back to Dustin. I think Troy has to try to run the football a little bit at least, because you look at the defensive ends of JCN, they are running straight up the field, and there's plenty of opportunities for an inside trap or something along those lines, but Troy has just not run the football at all, and they don't look like it here as a limpy the backfield out on 2nd and 10. Four receivers split to the right, one to the left. Anderson to throw. Now he is going to take off and run up the middle, but he's going to be caught right at the line of scrimmage for a gain of a yard, and that is it, as Anthony Larson, the senior, makes the stop for JCN. So Anderson has a pickup of just about a yard or so, and it's going to bring up a 3rd down and 9. There's only been about 30 seconds of this clock, not even that, come off so far. And I'm wondering why the clock stopped right now. Now it gets back underway, 10:28, and the clock rolling here to go in this third quarter of play.
And I am with you. I'd like to see Troy run the ball more on that running play right there. They had the defensive ends fly up the field, like you said, force. Came Anderson back inside, and that's really where the defensive tackles could get him. I'd like to see a running back or two, you know, kind of make a play here.
Throw it to the left side to Hartman, and this is kind of how they did with that double pass, but Hartman's just going to get out of bounds. Didn't even get back to the line of scrimmage, I don't think. And he did have Bennett open at the 45-yard line, but Hartman's going to pick up just about a yard or so, if even that. He's got back to the line of scrimmage, and that is all. So it'll be 4th and 9 coming up here for Troy.
And 1 for 7 on the night on 3rd down for Troy. They're just not moving the sticks, and they got to do that to be able to put points on the board. That double pass move, it worked earlier in the game. I would like to see it roll to the right side instead of the left side so your receiver doesn't have to, you know, set his feet against traffic. Ooh, almost blocked there.
This is a wobbly punt that's going to go out of bounds. That's going to be great field position for JCN. I think it's going to be in Troy territory at the 47-yard line. So it'll be great field position for JCN, already up 2 scores at 9:27 to go in the third quarter. So 1st and 10 come up for JCN. Actually, they're going to move it now back onto the JCN side of the field to the 48, 47-yard line. I'll call it the 48 here for the Chargers.
Well, I think I got with the Troy offense so far, John. Other than barring halftime, they had 3 straight possessions with 3 and outs.
Now they got to get a stop on defense. 1st and 10 from the 48. Brett Fowler is the quarterback. Another give to Worthington this time. He'll hit the line. He cuts it back inside of the 50-yard line and still fumbles forward to the 45. And a solid gain of 7 yards by Worthington. He has ran the ball every single play here this third quarter.
Like, they found what they like, and they're not going away from it anytime soon, John. These holes are really opening up. Worthington's really kind of just doing whatever he wants with the football here.
I mean, why would you go away from it? I mean, you're getting the last 4 carries for Caleb Worthington, 27, 25, 4, and 7.
It's a great average.
I mean, when you're going to run 4 yards a time you touch the football, you got to go to that every single time. So 2nd down and about 3 coming up here for JCN. Fowler is the quarterback in the shotgun. Running backs on each hip. Worthington to his left. He's been a stud here in the third quarter. Feldkamp in motion. This time it's going to be Fowler up the middle. Follows his blockers, picks up a 1st down, and falls forward inside of the 40 down to the 35-yard line. That's a gain of nearly 10. We'll give him 9. But a big 1st down pickup again for this JCN offense. Troy just has no answer for the run game of Troy of JCN tonight.
What a huge, huge block there by Mason Weiser. On the pool on that far side, comes to the near side and just blew up a linebacker about 5 yards past the line of scrimmage.
Another big 1st down pickup for JCN. They have just continued to rack up the 1st downs here tonight. 1st and 10 from just shy of the 35-yard line of Troy. 8:04 to go in the third quarter. 22-8 lead for JCN, looking for more. Feldkamp in motion from right to left. This time it'll be Noel on a design run to the outside, looking to get the edge. He'll get it to the 30, cuts it back inside, then gets shoved out of bounds at the 27, 28-yard line by Kipper Clary. Another solid pickup of about 7, closer to 8 yards for JCN on 1st down. Just continuing to run the ball at will here in the second half. Already 80 yards rushing for JCN in this third quarter. 7:48 to go in the third quarter. JCN leads 22-8. What are this game again? Likely going to get Opie next week. 2nd down and a long 2 from the 27, 28-yard line. Fowler takes it chest high. This is Worthington along the right side. He's going to try to cut it outside. Stumbled first, then gets back to his feet. He's going to be close to a 1st down. I think he's going to be a half yard short. It's going to depend on the spot. There's 3 different Troy defenders were able to knock him down. Seth Joe is there on the stop for Troy. And they'll set the football. And now they're going to bring the chains over to measure it here on either a 3rd down or a 1st down coming up here for GCN. So they'll bring the chains out. Give it a stretch. And it is going to be 3rd down and inches. 3rd down and inches coming up. Is that carry got Caleb Worthington over 100 yards rushing here tonight? 3rd down and inches coming up. I got to think that Troy's going to have to start just sending the house here before long and sell out and play man coverage across the board.
I think so.
3rd down and a couple of inches. Blake Fowler, quarterback, 2 running backs in the backfield with him. This is is Worthington. Actually, no, Fowler. He's hit behind the line, but he falls forward and gets away from the pressure as Braden Hamilton was right there to try to make that stop for Troy. But Fowler is able to pick up the first down to the 23-yard line and gain 3 yards.
And if you're Troy right here, you know, if you can't get the big stop, you really need a turnover. You know, JCM's just kind of moving the ball at will. 7 for 8 on the night on third down. You know, they're moving the ball, or they're moving the chains when it matters. And, you know, if you're Troy right here, you got to force a huge turnover, kind of get that momentum swing. If not, this might be a quick second half.
First and 10 from the 23-yard line of Troy. Chargers operate from right to left under 7 minutes to go in the third quarter, leading 22-8. Running the option to the near side, it's Fowler. He'll toss it out. Troy has plenty of defenders there, but they can't get Knoll down in the backfield. They could have had him for about a loss of a yard or two, but instead, it'll be a positive gain to about the 17-yard line and a gain of 6 yards.
Yeah, and Grady Knoll, you had mentioned it earlier, you know, just being a sophomore, you know, the amount of speed and explosiveness that he has, especially with his patience running the football, right there, you said about 2 yards, 3 yards back in the backfield, he was about to get tackled, and he just turned on the jets, kind of cut the corner and really turned it into a pretty solid gain of 5 yards.
Second and 5 coming up for the GCN offense at the 17. Feldkamp in motion from left to right. Fowler takes the snap, gives it to Worthington. He's hit in the backfield but still gets away and then finally yanked down from behind. They're going to throw a flag as Preston Christensen got him on the horse collar. Well, the first time that Troy actually gets a stop in the backfield, there's going to be a penalty. It's going to negate that.
I think that was the only thing that was going to stop Worthington. If not, he was going to drag that defender all the way to the end zone.
A personal foul would mark it then half the distance to the goal, I believe. The flag's down at about the 16, 17-yard line. This will be the fourth penalty against Troy here this evening. So I'll mark it off. It'll be half the distance to the goal, so they'll mark it inside of the 10 down about the 9-yard line or so. My math's not very good, but half the distance to the goal from the 16-yard line is not the 9-yard line.
No, it's the 8, but there's without the hash marks on the field, John, it's kind of hard to see from this angle.
Nonetheless, it'll be a first and goal coming up for JCN with 6:25 to go in the third quarter. Running backs on each hip of Fowler with Feldkamp, H-back here on the left side. This is Knoll on the left side, probing, following his blockers, finally pulled down from behind at the 6-yard line.
Grady Knoll, number 2, carries the ball for the Chargers.
So again, 3 yards for Knoll. I'll bring up now a second and goal from the 6-yard line. Here, Troy, you've got to find a way here to stop this JCN offense because if they get in the end zone here, you've got to just feel like it's such an uphill battle. But second down and goal from the 6. Does Troy defense have some life in them? Riding the hip is Fowler, trying to get to the edge. Cuts it inside, and he gets tackled from behind. Not a whole lot there. Gets to about the 4, maybe just 2 yards, and that's it for Blake Fowler. So now it's going to bring up a third and goal from the 4-yard line.
I like the teamwork there by Troy's defensive front. Got a 5 or 6 people in on that tackle. Made sure Blake Fowler had nowhere to run, kind of got the outside containment, forced him back inside. Right there where the defensive linemen were, that is not a wall you want to run into.
Troy needs somebody to step up here and make a big play. Somebody has got to shoot a gap and try to get a ball carrier down in the backfield, but JCN has been so good already here in the third quarter and all night long. Third down and goal from the 4. Fowler in the shotgun. Knoll is the tailback to his left. This is the type of play where they'd run the option to the near side. Before this, we're going to get a timeout by head coach Jeff Schneider of Jeff County North. Take this timeout. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whining. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect timeout snack, visit Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whining, the perfect timeout snack. 4:45 to go, third quarter, 22-8. GCN leads Troy. A third down and 4 play from the 4-yard line, third and goal. When we come back on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Hanzaland Radio.
Oh, yeah.
What a game in the third quarter, an eight-man Division II, possibly the state championship game. Axtell leads Hanover 28-26. So a thrilling game there, an eight-man Division II. Hanover, the defending state champions, having a rough year so far, 6-3, but they haven't had a healthy squad. They finally have a healthy team back here in the playoffs and obviously giving Axtell everything they can handle. Here out of the timeout, third down and goal from the four for JCN. It'll be Fowler along the left side. He'll bounce it inside, and he'll bounce into the end zone for a touchdown. Blake Fowler has his second rushing touchdown tonight, and JCN has really started to blow this game open. 28-8 is the lead now for JCN with a two-point try coming up. That's just a big drive by JCN. Troy's offense or Troy's defense just has had no answer tonight.
And I think that timeout right there by that Jeff Schneider called was more to get the assignments on who to block on that play, but also, you know, kind of giving that offensive line just a little bit of a break. They've really been opening up some gaps here, and once they got that assignment down, it really looked like Blake Fowler could pick about three holes right there to run into the end zone. It's just a matter of where he wanted to walk in at.
Oh, the two-point try. We've got a penalty flags down. It was before the snap, so we'll await the pre-snap penalty. It is going to be a false start against JCN.
False start against the Chargers.
So now what does GCN try here on this two-point try? Again, right now it's 28-8 with 4:39 to go in the third quarter. So still a lot of time left in this game. But Troy just needs to find a way to pick up some points here on this ensuing drive. But still the two-point try coming up from back at the 8-yard line for GCN.
I'd be thinking one of those kind of a quick option, kind of a speed option here, John. Something that's been working well for him on that outside, getting 5-6 yards. That's exactly what they need right here.
Two running backs in the backfield with Fowler. He'll back to throw, rolling to the right side under pressure. Steps up, throws the ball back late, jumping up and knocking the ball away. And Braden is going to be Seth Judd of Troy. And so that'll make it a timeout with 4:39 to go in the third quarter. It's 28-8. Jeff County North leads Troy. We'll take a break. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Number 88, Ryan Belkin will kick off for the Chargers.
4:39 to go, third quarter. Solid drive put together by JCN once again. 10 plays, 450, 52-yard drive. And it's Blake Fowler running it in from 4 yards out. Here's a swift kick that's going to roll and bounce out of bounds at the 34-yard line. So Troy will have pretty good field position on this ensuing drive. Drive summary from a second ago brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, contact Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. So it'll be a penalty on JCN with a kick going out of bounds. We'll see what Troy elects to do. So I think Troy's going to take it where it went out about the 33, 34-yard line. That's where they'll have it. First and 10. Troy desperately needing a score now. Anderson to throw. Rolling to the left side. Steps up. Throws the ball back over the middle. And it is going to be knocked away. Pretty good play by Caleb Worthington. He was trying to get it to Bowden Bennett at the 30-yard line, but it falls incomplete, and that'll bring up a second down and 10.
And Caleb Worthington getting it done on both sides of the ball. We talked about his, you know, running starting off here in the second half, but good coverage right there, almost for sure. You know, a touchdown if he didn't get his hand up and bat that ball away.
Anderson has struggled throwing the football tonight, just 6 of 19 for 82 yards here this evening. Second and 10 from the 33. It's an underneath pitch to Christensen. He'll cut it up inside and get across the 35, but that is it. And just a gain of about a yard and a half, maybe two. So it'll be third down and long coming up for Troy.
With the running game being there earlier in the game, you know, they're going to these passing plays early in their possessions, and it's really leaving them with these, you know, third and eights, third and nines. I'd like to see, you know, run the ball a little bit more, get these third and two, third and one situations.
Anderson back to throw, fumbles the football, but actually they're going to call it dead on before the play as Troy gets a timeout before that third down play is run. We'll take the break. Just under 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. It is 28-8. Jeff County North leads Troy. We'll take a break. Come back. Turn FM 103.9 KNZA.
Workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton, our family caring for yours.
KNZA.
.357 to go in the third quarter. 28-8 is our score. GCN leads Troy. Troy with a big third down and nine coming up here out of the timeout. Troy desperately trying to get something going. And Dustin, I think at this rate, if you're Troy, if you don't pick up the first down here, you got to think about going for it. Already down by 20.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier with the 1-for-6 on third downs. So they are not moving the chains very efficiently here in this game. This is one of those where it is a must. You do not want to give JCN the ball back with this big of a lead and this much time left on the board.
JCN showing a two-eye safety look. Anderson to throw, throws the ball deep to the left side, and falling down is Seth Judd at the 40-yard line. He had Judd open but underthrew him. And so it'll fall incomplete and bring up a fourth and nine. And right now it looks like Troy's going to bring the punt team out there.
And I like the confidence in the throw there, but it looked like there was an underneath receiver that may have been open. You know, that check down right there has a much better chance of success than that deep ball. I didn't like the third and nine try to throw it 30 yards. I would have liked the, you know, 15-yard kind of out route. But
now Christensen on to punt the football away. Low snap, run it. He's going to take off and run and try to pick up the first down. I get to the end of the 40-yard line. He gets absolutely blown up by Grady Knoll at the 41-yard line, 4 yards short of picking up the first down. So Troy tries to fake to the short side of the field, and they don't pick it up. So JCM will take over first and 10 at the Troy 41-yard line. Justin, I would have liked if Troy was going to run that, to at least run that to the wide side of the field, but they run it to the short side of the field. Not enough room for Etherton to try to pick up that first down. He's able to pick up six, but that's it.
Yeah, they ran it to the short side of the field, and if you were, you know, the element of surprise really wasn't there, I would have liked to see, you know, actually get the offense out there and put the ball in Cam Anderson's hands there. But what a hit by Grady Knoll. I know we could hear it up here, but when you want to talk about losing a mouthpiece there, just Grady Knoll coming in, laying the wood on the sideline. Huge play right there by the sophomore.
So first and 10 from the 41 here for Jeff County north of Troy. 3:41 to go in the game. Here's Caleb Worthington along the left right side. Bounces it, cuts it inside, takes three big hits, and still spins forward for another 2 yards to the 34-yard line. And a solid gain, again, of 6 yards on first down. Might even give him a couple more to the 33. That's actually going to be a gain of about 7, closer to 8 yards, and bring up 2nd and 2. Worthington has just been an absolute stud in the second half for Jeff County North. He's over 100 yards rushing here tonight and also has 2 touchdowns as well.
Interesting stat. I'm just kind of rolling through some things here, John, but this is the first possession, 7 total possessions for JCN, the first one that's actually started in Troy territory.
Really hasn't mattered where JCN has had the football tonight. They have taken advantage of it every single possession, it seems like, whether it's flipping the field or not. 2nd down and 2. Here's Fowler up the middle. He's got a big hold to the 30-yard line, breaks free to the 25, 20, into the 15-yard line, and finally pulled down at the 13-yard line. The run of 20 yards for Blake Fowler.
Blake Fowler, you know, great play on the play action right there. And then as soon as he pulled that, you know, the gaps just opened on the offensive line. I mean, big enough, it looked like a car wash tunnel. He just kind of had nothing but green grass in front of him.
So that'll set up a 1st and 10 from the 12 or so yard line of Troy for JCN, who's looking to pretty much put this game away with a touchdown here. Currently leading 28-8, 2:30 to go in the third quarter. So 1st and 10 from the 12. Fowler in the shotgun, running backs each way. Feldkamp in motion from left to right. Here's Fowler again. Plenty of room. He's to the 5. He's near the goal line. He's in. Touchdown for Blake Fowler from 12 yards out. He has his 3rd rushing touchdown of the night. And all of a sudden, this game has gotten out of hand, and JCN take a commanding 34-8 lead.
Yeah, it was almost spinning image to the one. The drive that started the second half for JCN, you know, 3 plays, moved about 55 yards down the field. This one right here, 3 plays, 41 yards. Just moving the football. And in the second half, they're moving it with ease.
Now the Chargers will go for 2. Worthington to the left. Knoll to the right of Fowler, who's in the shotgun. This is Worthington all over the right guard. He'll run through a couple of defenders and into the end zone for the 2-point conversion. So, a timeout with 2:02 to go in the third quarter. It is all Chargers here in this third. It's 36-8. JCN leads Troy here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Foster Ford and Holton, we take a lot of pride in our hometown service. From our upfront sales department to our friendly and professional parts and service, we work diligently every day to make you the customer number one. So when you're ready to make your next car, SUV, or truck purchase, think Foster Ford. Stop and visit with Ray, Scott, Jordan, or me, Lonnie Coder, on Highway 75 in Holton, or check us out online at fosterfordinc.com.
KNZA.
Yeah, yeah. 2:02 to go, third quarter. 36-8 is the lead for Jeff County North over Troy. Johnny came back with you, Dustin Gosa alongside of me, and Seth Tolleson, our man back at the studios. Don't forget, after the game, we'll have the Community National Bank High School School Board Show, the final one here of the football season. Of course, recaps everything to get you caught up here on this regional round of the playoffs. High and overhand kick, fielded by an up man at the 20-yard line of Troy. Gets to the 30-yard line and spinning forward there is Braden Hamilton.
Number 3, Braden Hamilton.
So he gets to the 29-yard line. They'll mark the football there. That's where Troy will start this drive. So Troy trying to get something going now, down 36-8. Under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Dustin brought something up to me in the timeout, but you look at the drives that Troy has had tonight. Majority of those right only about a minute long. Here's a short underneath give to Gavin Fumler. He'll get to the 31-yard line and gain 2 yards on first down.
Yeah, that is a pain when you look at the drive summaries and when you're not coming out with those possessions. It resulting in touchdowns, all you're doing is giving the ball back to a JCN team that is, you know, doing well, putting great long drives together. And so one thing that I had mentioned to Johnny was just, looking at it. When you're only giving up a minute, we're passing the ball so much, you're just giving the ball back to JCN, who's proven they can go score on this Troy defense.
Well, that's a crazy bar when you look at the fact that JCN, how much they've run the football, is a pass play out to Bowden Bennett. He'll get to the 35-yard line and gain about 3 yards. But you look at this JCN offense, all they're running the football, they're running. Their offense is actually rolling the clock not a whole lot. I mean, they're going on, you know, 4 or 5 minute drives when realistically the way they run the ball, not a lot, but they're not putting a lot of plays out there when they're getting 7, 8, 10 yards on every run.
Yeah, exactly. And then they're still milking the clock. They could take more time off the clock if they'd like, but they're getting straight back up to the ball. They know that their offensive line is on fire. The running backs are on fire. You might as well keep them moving while they are and not try to cool them down.
Anderson, another deep ball. This one is going to be off the fingertips of his intended target of the 45-yard line. As I think it's Seth Judd. And it is. So it's going to fall in complete. Bring up 4th and 5 now for Troy. And at this point, you have to go for it. And instead, Troy's going to take a timeout. Take it with them. 36 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's 36-8, Jeff County North here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Out of the timeout, 36 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's 36-8. Jeff County North with the advantage. Troy with a 4th down and 5 play here out of the timeout. The football is to be spotted along the right hash. So Troy obviously now trailing like this has got to keep the offense out there and go for it. We'll see what they draw up here on 4th and 5. 2 running backs in the backfield with Anderson. 2 receivers split right. Now Bowden Bennett's in motion from right to left. Anderson to throw, trying to set up a screen. Now he's going to step up, roll to the right side, throws the ball late. He's looking for Grable, but it's going to be knocked away and caught. Was it caught? No, incomplete. Actually, Bowden Bennett is saying it's going to be a catch. I thought he caught it at the 47-yard line. But it's a good completion for the Troy offense of 18 yards to Bowden Bennett. Finally, something goes Troy's way here tonight.
And Bowden Bennett's just being at the right place at the right time. The ball was not intended for him. There was actually a collision between a wide receiver on this near side and a defensive back. But Bowden Bennett's just cutting across the field, just happened to be right there.
Yeah, Grady Noll popped into the air, and Bowden Bennett just happened to be coming on a crossing route and happened to be right there. It's 1st and 10.
With the toe tap, too.
And now with a picked off here, this is going the distance to the other way. This is Ethan Noll. It's a 15-10-5 touchdown Chargers. And that is the dagger right there. Ethan Noll, 45-yard interception return for a touchdown. And this game now is officially completely gotten out of the hand, the final play of the third quarter. First interception trying to set up a screen to the left side to Austin Grable, but it went right through his hands. And it was picked off by Ethan Noll, who had nothing but green grass in front of him. So now JCN will go for the extra point, leading 42-8. We'll see what JCN draws up now on this 2-point try. A big point for some. Blake Fowler will be in the shotgun, Caleb Worthington to his left, Grady Noll to his right. Fowler takes the snap, gives it to Worthington. He'll bounce to the right side. He's near the goal line. He didn't get there. A half a yard short of picking up a 2-point conversion for JCN. But with that, the final play of the third quarter and a timeout. 42-8. Jeff County North has blown this game wide open. We'll be back with the fourth quarter of the MSE Sports Radio Network.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate in Holton knows the local market.
Housing inventory is quite low. Buyer demand is high. A lot of people wanting to move here, so we're geographically poised. Also, we're finding folks wanting that the small town culture and atmosphere that we have too. We have a diverse range of agents, and we can serve a diverse range of people. We're a 50-year-old company. We know the area. We know the market.
Kellerman Real Estate in Holton and online at Kellerman Real Estate.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Start of the fourth quarter. Jeff County North will kick the football away after that interception return for a touchdown by Ethan Knoll, the sophomore for the Chargers, one of the many sophomores on this Jeff County North squad here in 2021. 42-8 is the lead for JCN. Good high end over end kick by Ryan Feldkamp is going to drive Christensen back to his own 3-yard line. On the return, straight up the middle of the 15, the 20, bounces it to the outside, tries to cut it back inside near the 22, 23-yard line. And it'll be stopped there, as that is where Troy will start this drive with 11:52 to go. Holistically, Dustin, when you look at this game, I mean, Jeff County North, everything that could go their way pretty much has tonight. Anytime they've put the ball on the ground, they've been able to recover it a couple different times. They get the pick six there. The run game has just been outstanding. There's not a whole lot else you can say.
Yeah, the defense has really turned it on. Two turnovers on down, five forced punts, all three and outs right there. And then you talk about the pick six. And then the offense has really been kind of just doing whatever they've wanted to do, you know, running up and down the field. 4, 5, 6 yards of carry. And once you're doing that, when you're moving the chains and your defense is on fire the way that it is, it's a really tough team to beat, especially once they get a lead.
First and 10 here for Troy. Anderson to throw, rolling to the right side. He's going to be hitting sack all the way back inside of the 15-yard line. That is Anthony Larson on the sack for Jeff County North. The second sack of the game for the Jeff County North defense, all the way back to the 14-yard line. And now a flag flies very, very late. It's got to be unsportsmanlike against Jeff County North. That was a very, very late flag thrown. I might be against Larson, who picked up the sack. And Coach Schneider wants to know exactly what was going on. And you can hear Coach Derek Jasper of Troy screaming at his guys from the sideline, telling his guys a play call and saying run it right. This will make it second down and 6 coming up here for Troy. And in motion, Anderson to throw, looking to set up the screen, give it to Christensen. He's got blockers in front. He'll pick up the first down and then get hammered hard right at the first down marker, just shy of the 35-yard line.
Pass completed to number 10 for Troy.
So really, the first time tonight, maybe the second time tonight, that Troy has been finally able to set up that screen. They've been trying to set it up probably 5 or 6 times tonight, and finally they get it on that play to pick up a first down to set up first and 10 from the 34-yard line. 11:15 to go in the game, 42-8 our score. Anderson now a screen pass nearly picked off by Ryan Feldkamp, but he just passed it down. He has been everywhere on that defensive end position for JCN. He was untouched and just breached up and batted it down. He's blocking a volleyball spike and just spiked it down to the ground.
I think he's been in the backfield more than the running backs have for Troy tonight.
You're proud of that, aren't you?
That was a pretty good one.
Oh,
came up with that one on the go.
Second and 10 now for Troy from the 34-yard line. The football spotted on the right hash. Three receivers split to the near side with Cam Anderson waiting in the shotgun. Anderson to throw. Giving pressure is Feldkamp. Now Anderson going to step up, throw a ball, and just throw it way out of bounds.
Pass by number two, Cam Anderson, falls incomplete.
Sets up now a third and ten.
Results in a third and ten for Troy.
Tell you what, this is an impressive showing, though, by Jeff County North tonight, because a lot of people looked at this game and thought that Troy had a pretty good chance here tonight to pull off what many would call an upset just by chance of the record. But JCN, you know, they've just run the ball so well, and their defense has played lights out here tonight. They have forced Cam Anderson to 10 of 26 passing for 111 yards and one touchdown and a pick six. Third and 10 for the Trojans. Empty backfield. Anderson looking left. Steps up. Under pressure. He fumbles the football. And I think he got it back. But it's, again, Ryan Feldkamp getting in there to pick up the sack. He has just been an absolute motor from that defensive end spot. A loss of six. It'll bring up fourth and 16.
Again, Ryan Feldkamp. That's his second sack on the night. Third total for the team. You know, they're just giving Cam Anderson all he can handle back there. But like you had mentioned earlier, John, you know, this JCN team took a little bit of time to get started and there in the first quarter. But as soon as the second quarter hit, they really turned it on, almost flipped the light switch completely on. And ever since then, they haven't looked back.
Troy is going to punt the ball away here on fourth down and 16. That's got to be a holding penalty, not called. As the ball bounced, there's a holding flag finally that's down to the 37-yard line. Ryan Feldkamp again just got completely tackled to the ground, trying to rush and pick up a blocked punt. Is he just have had no answer here in the third quarter and second half. Big number 88. For as good as Ryan Feldkamp is on the football field, he might be an even better basketball player. He is an absolute stud on the hardwood. It'll be exciting to watch him in his final campaign for this JCN basketball team coming up. But still, this JCN team, they're going to have an opportunity going into next week. Obviously, they're going to have a tall task ahead of them facing the number one team in the state in Olpe. But this game right here has got to give JCN a lot of confidence as they'll start this drive now, first and 10 from the Troy 49-yard line.
That penalty will result in a first and
10
for JCN.
And it's playoff football, John. We talked about it earlier. Just you never know what's going to happen when there's teams this good playing at this level, you know, this deep into the playoffs. So, you know, I wouldn't count JCN out next week. You know, they can definitely, if they play the way they did tonight, especially the way the defense has shown up, you know, they can give Holpe some fits and stay in that game.
41-0 Centralia up on Valley Heights. That's a score I did not expect tonight. I thought that had a potential to be a decent game this evening, but all Centralia in that game. See if we can get a quick Axtell Hanover update. Wow, Axtell has taken firm control of that one. 44-26, Axtell leads Hanover there in 8-man Division II. As just starting the fourth quarter. So now they're going to try to figure out what is going on. They had put the ball at the 48-yard line, but I think they're going to call a personal foul against JCN, too. So that would make it offsetting penalties. If that's the case, they would have to replay the down, right?
I think they're just offsetting and going from where the play was dead.
So it'll be at the 37-yard line. So first and 10 for JCN from the 37. Blake Fowler still in there along with Worthington and Noel. This will be Noel on the left side. He'll be hit immediately and stopped up and shoved back. No gain on the play. Seth Judd over there along with Abram Houghton, the junior for the Trojans.
Starting field position here for JCN. I'll just run through so far tonight. Started at their own 30, own 35, own 33. They have their own 41, their own 37, and their own 17. So they've been all right around this area to start every single possession tonight.
Now second and 10 coming up for JCN offense. Grady Noel again, the tailback. Blake Fowler awaits the snap, takes a chest high. He'll run the option to the near side. Late toss to Noel, trying to get the edge. Now cuts it back inside. A flag flies. I think they're going to call a block in the back on Ethan Noel. Really didn't need to. It'll be a loss of a yard, and then the penalty tacked on.
Number two, Grady Noel.
We'll wipe that off and make it likely a second down and about 20 or so, depending on if Troy just wants to go ahead and decline this penalty and make it third and long.
Yeah, Austin Grable had his man beat on that one. It just looked like a wide receiver on this near side. He didn't have to commit the block in the back there. Grable was already in on the tackle when he pushed him into him.
I am a little surprised that Troy is not just going to decline that penalty and make it a third down and 11. Instead, they'll accept it and make it a second down and, oh, we'll call it 18 or so.
Yeah, especially with the second half that JCN's run game's been having. You know, they've been getting about 50 yards every two or three plays, you know. Anytime you can get them in a third and very long situation, you might want to do it, but.
I mean, JCN is just going to run the football here, I would imagine. As Feldkamp goes in motion from right to left. This will be a toss play to the left side of the Noel. He's got a ton of room to the 30-yard line, 35. Gets to the edge, gets back to the original line of scrimmage, and then gets shoved out of bounds there. And a flag flies very, very, very late from the back judge. It might be a late hit on Troy over there on that far sideline. Penalties continue to rack up here tonight. 8:37 to go, and JCN leading 42-8. It is going to be a late hit against Troy over there on that far sideline.
I think that kind of negates the acceptance of that penalty. You know, the 15 yards is obviously going to give you the first down and keep JCN moving the chains.
So now they want to reset the where they're going to mark the penalty off from. That should have been, yeah, marked that from the spot where the foul was.
It looks like they marked it from,
which I guess the hit was around the original line of scrimmage at 37, 38. So it'll make it in Detroit territory and out of the 47-yard line with 8:37 to go. And JCN's going to take a timeout. 8:32 to go in the game. We'll take the break. 42-8 is our score. JCN on top of the Troy Trojans here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Johnny came back with you. Dustin Gosa alongside of me. Seth Tollison back at the studios. 8:32 to go in the game. JCN has blown this game open. They lead 42-8. Here over Troy, and JCN still with the football at 11, first and 10 out of the timeout at the Troy 48-yard line or so. Big scores already coming in here tonight of some games around the area. Eudora beats Atchison 50-7. Troy beats Valley Heights 41-0, and Rossville beats Nemaha Central 32-12. Rossville, the number one team in 2A, continues to roll along. I don't know if anybody's going to beat Rossville this year in 2A, but there's going to be a couple of big games coming up for Rossville. You look at Silver Lake and still rolling along playing tonight. They're playing St. Mary's. That should be a really good game. Here's Caleb Worthington to the 40-yard line. He'll gain 8 yards, set up a second and two.
It's another good hard run by Caleb Worthington. What is he up to, John, rushing-wise?
119. Was it 3 touchdowns? Is that right? 3 touchdowns for Caleb tonight?
I knew he was going to be close to the 100-yard mark.
Yeah, you look at just what Caleb Worthington has been able to do this evening. I mean, he's got, I take that back, 2 rushing touchdowns. Blake Fowler has 3 rushing touchdowns. And then the pick six by Ethan Knoll. Second and two coming up from the 40 of Troy. 8 minutes to go in the game. Here's Grady Knoll on an underneath handoff to the left side of the left guard. He'll pull inside of the 35-yard line and get to the 34. And that'll be enough for a first down as a gain of 6. So at this point, JCN just perfectly okay with taking all the time off this clock and continuing to run the football. I'm kind of surprised to see the starter still out there for JCN. Obviously, this game is well in hand, but you've got to imagine one of these, this might be the final drive here for the starting offense with a 42-8 advantage. And not to mention who they're going to have next week. First and 10 from just inside of the 35-yard line on the left hash. Fowler is going to take the snap. Now he waits, looks at the back judge, hands it off to Knoll straight ahead over the center. Will power his way forward to the 31-yard line. Gain of about 3 yards, maybe four. And it sets up a second and six as the clock rolls now under 7 minutes remaining.
And five total plays on this drive, John. Almost four minutes off the clock. They are taking every second they possibly can to snap the football.
My old colleague Jake Spalding just texted me and said Silver Lake ends up rolling over St. Mary's tonight. Last check, it was 51-30. Silver Lake in a shootout over St. Mary's. And that was with about 3 minutes to go.
And that was close at halftime. It was 28-24, I believe.
So now second and six. Grady Knoll again over the left tackle. A flag flies very late. I think it's going to be a face mask against Troy. No gain on the play, but this does look like it's going to be a face mask against the Trojans. Quick score update as well. Looks like Holton beats Perry 41-0. So Holton continues to roll along in Class 3A. Holton 10-0 as they reach the sectional round of the 3A playoffs. That 3A bracket absolutely loaded. Girard beat Parsons 32-13. So it looks like that Holton will host Girard next week in the sectional round in 3A. That might be exactly where we are. 6:05 to go. First and 10 for JCN. After the penalty, Fowler again awaits the back judge. Troy showing pressure. Spotted at the 17-yard line of Troy. Fowler takes the snap, hands it to Worthington up the middle, gets away from the first man, and gets away from the second man. It takes three Troy defenders to bring Caleb Worthington to the ground as he gets to the 14-yard line and gains 3 yards. They're actually going to give him a full 4 yards or so, so it'll bring up second and six. Another positive pickup for Caleb Worthington. Look at those carries for Caleb Worthington in the second half. 27, 25, 4, 7, 1, 8, 8, and 4. That'll get the job done. He's over 120 yards rushing tonight for Jeff County North with 2 touchdowns. Blake Fowler just shy of 100 yards. He's at 97 with 3 touchdowns tonight. 5 minutes to go in the game, 42-8. Jeff County North continues to just churn yards away and churn time off this fourth quarter clock. Second down and six from the 14-yard line. Fowler takes the snap, gives it to Knoll. He has blockers in front along the left side, cuts it back in to the 10-yard line, and finally shoved out of bounds instead of the 10 down near the 5-yard line. And they'll give him down to about the 4 and a gain of 6 yards. So you look at the three guys that have carried the football tonight for JCN. Knoll now just shy of 80 yards rushing, Fowler at 97, and Caleb Worthington at 123. He's talking about a three-headed monster in the backfield for Jeff County North. And again, this is without Carson Worthington, who they lost back in week 5. Worthington, through 4.5 weeks, had 290 yards and 7 touchdowns of his own. So imagine this JCN offense with him out there, especially being a returning first-team All-Northeast Kansas League selection.
Yeah, we talked about how balanced this offense was, you know, with the passing game as well as the running game like they like. But how balanced each running back is, you know, every time you get give the ball, you know you're getting 4 or 5 yards from each and every one of your running backs, and that is a good problem to have.
Here's a run to the right side. This is Worthington. He is going to bounce into the end zone for a touchdown. So Caleb Worthington, he finds pay dirt for the second time tonight. And that is going to put Arlington at 127 yards with two touchdowns tonight. Actually, that's the third touchdown. He had the first one, and then he had one in the third quarter as well. So the third touchdown tonight for Caleb Worthington. Just under 4 minutes to go. Aller awaits the snap on the two-point try. He'll take it, hand it off to Noel on the left side. He's probing, and he's not going to get there. It's thrown back by Braden Hamilton. That two-point try is no good, but we have a timeout with 3:56 to go in the game. It's 48-8. Jeff County North with the advantage on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 120 years old this year. We've been around since William McKinley was president and before there was an NFL and World Series. With age comes great experience and knowledge, and that's the value of what we can deliver to you today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
.356 to go. The clock will roll the rest of the way. We're going to time out by one of the coaches on the field here. 48-8, dominant performance by Jeff County North here tonight over Troy. Reminder, after the game, we'll have the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Seth Collison will have scores, recaps, and everything to get you caught up on the regional round here, the playoffs. Take a quick peek ahead to who we still have alive coming up next week in the sectional round. Here's Feldkamp. High, booming kick. This is going to go into the end zone for the second touchback tonight for the big right-footed kicker for the Chargers. So once this opening play takes place for Troy, the clock will roll the remainder of the game, and it starts rolling now. First and 10 from the 20-yard line coming up for the Trojans. Look at this for Troy. This is obviously going to be a disappointing end of the season, but after going just 2-7 a year ago, this is a lot of progress here for Troy. They're going to finish 5-5, and they've dealt with a lot of adversity this year as well. Ninth-year head coach Derek Jasper has got a lot coming back next season, so this Troy team would not surprise me if they're right back here next season. This is Bowden Bennett on a reception across the 25-yard line of the 26. Gained 6 yards, and that'll set up a 2nd and 4. When you look at it, Cam Anderson, he is a senior. Seth Judd, a sophomore. You've got a sophomore and 3 juniors on the offensive line. Jarrett Norris, just a junior. Obviously, didn't play tonight. Bennett's a junior. Hartman, a junior. Grable, a junior. Anderson here to throw on 2nd and 4. Throwing right side. Catch is made. And right about the line of scrimmage, trying to creep away. Finally being body slammed. Is Bowden Bennett. So Bowden Bennett on the reception picks up maybe a yard, or did they say he just got back to the line of scrimmage? Actually, they're going to say he actually lost a half a yard or so. So 2:12 to go in the game as the clock continues to roll. Troy with a 3rd down and about 6 coming up. And in motion, Anderson all by himself in the shotgun as 4 receivers split out to his left side. Anderson rolls out to the left under a ton of pressure, just flings the ball, and it's going to be incomplete. Nearly picked off by Carson McAfee, but falls incomplete, brings up a 4th and 6. So Jeff County North will advance, though. Take on Opie next week in the sectional round of the playoffs. If I'm correct, I believe it's going to be at Opie. But we'll wait to confirm, and we'll have updated brackets up at msesports.net. 1:15 to go, 4th down and 6. Anderson is just going to throw a ball deep, looking for Austin Grable. He's going to make the catch. The four. No, he dropped it. He had it right in his hands at the 40-yard line. A perfect pass from Cam Anderson, but it falls incomplete, and JCM will take over, and all they got to do is run out the clock. That's just pretty much how the night is gone. So JCN already starting to shake some of the hands of the Troy players. See Blake Fowler going over to tap the back of the head of Bowden Bennett, tell him what a season, a pretty good game here tonight. So and JCN is going to have to kneel on the football one time, and that'll be it here tonight. 48-8 is the score as Fowler gets his guys ready in victory formation. Fowler takes it, takes the knee, and that'll be it. Final score tonight, Jeff County North 48, Troy 8. We'll take our post-game timeout. We'll come back and summarize this game on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
At Community Healthcare System, our family medicine expertise means we treat you like family. With locations in Centralia, Corning, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland, and same-day appointments, we bring whole health to the whole family. Call 785-889-4272 for an appointment or visit chcsks.org for more info on how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage has open units for valuables that can't resist cold or heat. Check out three sizes of the Temp Controlled and Insect Free Storage units. Call John McManigal at 969-6400 for South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage, located in the former Eagles Lodge.
Lasting Impressions of Holton provides custom products to help you build your business image. Sports teams stand out and organizations shine. We offer screen printing, embroidery, banners, vinyl decals, and many other promotional products. Open Monday through Saturday in Holton or online at lastingimpressionsofks.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
JCN will play.
Welcome back. 48-8 the final. Jeff County North wins it over Troy. Johnny came back with you. Dustin Goso alongside me and Seth Collison taking care of us back at the studios. It's a dominant performance by Jeff County North here tonight. You look at this game overall, I mean, it wasn't, you look at the final score and you'll think, well, it was just a runaway from the start, but that wasn't the case. It was only a 16-8 game at halftime. And realistically, just JCN, they got the opening drive for the third quarter. Only took three plays after Troy did kind of a surprise type of onside kick, didn't get it. JCN needed three plays to then go up two scores, and really from there, JCN just on a run. They scored on five consecutive possessions in the second half. What a performance by the Jeff County North Chargers in the second half tonight, Dustin. I mean, just the run game got going, and the defense was stymied all night long.
Yeah, the defense was very strong. Starting there in the second quarter, like you said, a very slow start for both of these teams. But JCN really turned it on, starting with the defense and then the offense in the second half. Kind of a questionable call with the onside kick to start the second half by Troy. But JCN capitalized on it. Like you said, three plays. Caleb Worthington, 55 yards, I believe, on the three plays, just three straight runs. You know, just kind of feeding the beast. And, you know, once they took off, they got to that two scores and kind of got comfortable. You know, they started to get relaxed more on the offensive side of the ball. There wasn't a sense of urgency or anything like that. You know, they just kept running the same plays with the same running backs, and it ended up working for them. You know, if it's not broke, you shouldn't have to fix it.
And so you look at the final statistics for this game. Overall, I mean, you look at what Troy was able to do tonight. These 60-game statistics are brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation. Visit NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. Troy with 181 total yards of offense tonight. The second half, just 37 total yards. That just tells the story right there. 37 total yards of offense for Troy in the second half here this evening. So 181 total yards, 116 through the year, 65 on the ground. Pretty much most of those came in the first half. Individually, Cam Anderson, 8 carries for 28 yards. Braden Hamilton, 1 carry for 9 yards. Preston Christensen, 1 carry for 14 yards. 3 carries for 8 yards for Gavin Fumler. 1 for 6 for Christian Etherton. Passing the football, Cam Anderson, he was 12 of 30, 116 yards and 1 touchdown. That went to Braden Hamilton, who had 1 catch for 32 yards on that score. Austin Grable, 2 catches for 9 yards. Bowden Bennett, 5 catches for 57 yards. And Preston Christensen, 3 catches for 18 yards. Jeff County North, meanwhile, 320 yards of total offense. 303 of those 320 come on the ground. They averaged 6.1 yards per carry tonight. Big night for the three-headed monster in the backfield. Grady Knoll, 15 carries, 79 yards. He had himself a couple of scores. Blake Fowler, 17 carries, 97 yards, 3 touchdowns. Caleb Worthington, 18 carries, 127. He also added 3 touchdowns. Blake Fowler through the year, one of three for 17 yards. That lone completion went to Ethan Knoll. So 48-8, the final here tonight. And so, Dustin, I mean, those stats, the penalties were in favor of Troy tonight. Not really even that way. I mean, say it's 6 penalties for 858 yards. Nothing just went the Trojans' way here tonight when you look at it statistics-wise and just watching this game overall.
Yeah, when you look at the statistics, we'll just start with Troy. They had the 6 penalties for 58 yards. A couple, you know, horse collar tackles that started off with some false starts, but 6 penalties, 58 yards. The interception by Ethan Knoll to end the third quarter, that was their only turnover on the night. They did have 1 sack by Caleb Worthington, or sorry about that, Gavin Fumler on there. And then we had a kick return. They had, sorry about that, Preston Christensen, 2 kickoff returns for 55 yards. And then Christian Etherton, 2 kickoff returns for 18 yards. Now, here's, I think, is what the tale of tape is here, John. 4 total first downs on the night for Troy, 2 of 8 on third down. When you look at the JCN stats, you know, 5 penalties, 52 yards. There's 3 sacks on the night, 2 by Ryan Feldkamp. Huge, and he could have had a lot more. You know, he was in the backfield enough to make 5-6 sacks tonight. Only came up with 2, but 3 total on the night. And this, like I said, the tail of the tape, getting the first downs. You know, you have to get the first downs to get the touchdowns. JCN, 8 of 9 on the night, 89% on third down conversion rate, 14 total first downs, 7 total plays over 10 yards. I think that is the tail of the tape, what it needed to do. We talked about it earlier, JCN moving the sticks when they needed to be moved. And in turn, that's other than the scoreboard, I think that was the biggest stat of the night for the JCN Chargers.
So, again, 48-8 is the final. We'll take another break. We'll come back. We'll pick our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha Player of the Game. As we roll along in the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show, buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Be Outdoors, our postgame sponsor. So we'll take that one final timeout. We'll come back. We'll pick our Player of the Game as we wrap things up. A 48-8 win for GCN here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Our loans do not fit into a box.
Tanya Barda, president of Farmers State Bank in Houlton.
We know our friends and neighbors. We will bend over backwards to try to get people's dreams and businesses going. That's what a local bank does. We really want to be the problem solvers and create the solutions for our customers. We want to help you.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton, on Highway 75.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank. With the holidays approaching, it is always good to beware of fraud and identity thieves. If someone calls you and asks for personal information, like account numbers or social security numbers, that is most likely a scam. Never give out your personal information to anyone that calls. If you have received a call from someone and have given out your personal information, please call us as soon as possible. Don't become a victim. Keep your personal information safe. Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Welcome back for one final time here to Winchester. One more thing to do tonight. A 48-8 win for Jeff County North. We have to pick our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha player of the game tonight. And I think this was kind of a hard one to pick because, I mean, you look at the three-headed monster in the backfield for Jeff County North between Grady Knoll, Blake Fowler, and Caleb Worthington. But you can even throw Ryan Feldkamp really in there as well for what he did defensively. But I think just we have to go with Caleb Worthington tonight. What he did in the second half to really let JCN get out to that comfortable lead, 18 carries, 127 yards, and 3 touchdowns for Caleb Worthington. I think he's just got to be our player of the game for what he did to propel this JCN team.
Yeah, and as much as I love the individual accomplishments, you know, I do love seeing teams like this where, you know, it is a full team effort. You know, it makes it difficult for us, you know, when we're on the commercial break to kind of talk it over on who we're going to choose tonight. But I think Caleb Worthington is going to walk away with this one. The third touchdown kind of set him above and beyond. And, you know, going over 100 yards rushing, that's hard enough to do as a running back, especially in a power run offense like they are. They have plenty of options to run the football. He just happened to be the one that just came out on top just a little bit more than the others. You know, great overall team performance by JCN, but I think Worthington deserves our player of the game tonight, John.
So he will be our player of the game. And so Troy ends their season at 5-5. Jeff County North moves to 8-2, and they will be with Opie, who is 10-0 next week in the sectional round of the Class 1A playoffs. Centralia also has moved on, so Centralia is in to the sectional round as they are 8-2 on the year. We'll have complete brackets coming up here on the Community National Bank High School School Board Show. Seth will have it for you. That's all coming up. But again, the final score, 48-8. Jeff County North wins it over Troy. So for Dustin Gosa alongside of me, Seth taking care of us back at the studios. I'm Johnny Kane saying so long here from Winchester, Kansas on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on your sports authority, Kansaland Radio.